Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song.
Whoa.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blows.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio.
Here
can't be beat. The class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Welcome to The Remix, everyone, and glad that you guys can join me here on Friday night. Yeah, we're live in The Remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and that's going to get you locked into The Remix. So it's a couple of ways that you can listen in to the share that we're going to have tonight. You can call in, definitely, 646-652-2711 is the number that'll get you locked in, or you can also Skype in. So if you're calling from an international country, and let me go ahead and say welcome to all of our international listeners who is listening from all over the world, you can definitely Skype in as well. That's one of the ways. Or you can dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked into The Remix. Now, I want you to know, I see you guys getting yourselves all situated on the phone lines, and you definitely want to do that, but also want to let you know that the chat room is open. And so you can definitely bring yourself on over and come join us in chat. And to join us in chat, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word, and that's going to get you locked into the chat room. So peace and greetings to all of you out there. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time and you're in chat, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to The Remix. And all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are, and it's going to get you locked in, and you can come right in the chat room. The Remix family is here. They certainly will make you feel right at home and welcome. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. It's a lot of things going on during this time that most of us here who are in the West or the Western Hemisphere that we call spring break, you know. This is right before we get ready to come into the spring equinox, really getting ready to come into what we know as the new year and really just opening up that energy. It's so many different things that is going on out there. We're going to cover a couple of things. Of course, you guys know tonight live with us here in the forum is Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, and he's going to be taking us on a journey, a fantastic one, Words That Manifest Too, and a great share sure to be as he gets ready to join us here live in the platform. So peace and greetings to everyone out there, and all of our international listeners. We'll give some international shouts out in just a moment, but I want to welcome you guys to The Remix. It is Friday night. It is March the 14th, 2014, just a whole lot of things going on. Of course, you know it is the weekend, and there's a couple of things that happen on the weekend for The Remix family. One, the Kim Deck orders go out, the Know Your Magic the Know Your Magic deck, the Know Your Magic Oracle deck that goes out, that many of you all over the planet is using this deck at this particular time. I want to invite you. I know quite a few of you just got your decks in. Some of you are still awaiting your deck. Is that you definitely go back over, and I want you to leave a comment on the website. So many brothers and sisters, hundreds of them, have talked about, from the babies all the way up until those of us in the wise years, have talked about using their deck in every area of their life. Read the comments, share your stories. It's just a beautiful thing to do. As well as, let's go ahead and do it. Here we go. Here it comes. That's right. Gotta ring the bell for Self-Invested. And boy, oh boy, just want to ring that bell and welcome those of you who have just joined our Self-Invested family. You know that we do workshops every single weekend. We have brothers and sisters from all over the planet and beyond who have joined us in the platform. And this weekend is sure to be a treat. We are going to be taking a cosmic journey. A cosmic journey, a cosmic stroll through the zodiacs in a way that you have not experienced. This weekend, we're going to be doing that in Self-Invested. So Brother Bilal is going to be joining us in Self-Invested workshop this weekend. So we have a long weekend full of power packed. This is a beautiful weekend for the Remix family and everyone here that's connected. So peace and greetings to you guys. It's so good to just have everyone in the house tonight, and that you guys could show up at this particular time, in this particular place, at this appointed time, and just bring your amazing, wonderful energy. That is just a beautiful thing. So welcome to all of the Remix listeners and our new listeners who are joining us, because we have so many listeners who are joining from all over the world, and it's just an honor to have you guys here. I want to talk about something else that's coming up that's very, very special. And that is, that is the priestess. And so I want to give a shout out to all of the amazing sisters in the priestesshood, because we have something very fantastic that we're going to be presenting. And guess what? Just with the Remix, every single one of you can participate. Every single one of you can participate in this, and this is so amazing. We're going to be doing a cosmic detox for the next 5 days, starting on Sunday, working our way all the way up until the 20th. And the priestess are going to be sharing with you. These are going to be their magical tools, things that they have learned in this hood, a part of their journey, and how you can begin to welcome in this amazing energy that's coming upon us during the spring equinox. It is their official gift that they are giving to the community, the conscious, the collective conscious community all over the world. And they're going to be doing that every single day. Now, here's how you can participate, because we want everyone. No one gets left out here. So if you've never participated in anything like this, I want you to know that you definitely can. And we will talk about every single thing that's going to be happening every single day. So every single day, what's going to be happening, how it's going to be happening, and how you can participate in all of the priestess, these amazing sisters from all four corners of the world that we have been working together very, very closely as they continue to do their work, do their work on the planet as well. I'm so excited about that. The only thing that you have to do is, you just have to – only thing you have to do, I'm getting so many messages, you guys, from here and beyond. So let me calm my little self down. All right, so here we go. The only thing that you have to do to participate is to go over to the Remix Radio page and click like. That's it. So anyone can participate. Absolutely anyone can participate, and you can be a part of it, and you can be a part of it. You can be a part, and you can come on over. That's what you can do. You can be a part of this. Go over to the Remix Radio page on Facebook, click like, and you will be able to see everything starting on Sunday, because we will start on Sunday. And we'll see. you will see it on Sunday. So let me give you a rundown really, really quick. Let me see if I can give you a rundown on this without my computer going kind of crazy on me here. Let's see. Let me give you guys a rundown. All right. So the first day, which will be Sunday is health and wellness. And health and wellness in a way that perhaps you've never thought about health and wellness. That's going to be the first thing. So lots of goodies there. That's going to be Sunday. And then we're going to have Monday, which is March the 17th, it's going to be Dump It Day. So you can just imagine. They have so many things. You'll be able to choose what you like to do, what's going to best suit you. That's going to be amazing. And then Tuesday is Physical Space Detox. Boy, oh boy, I can tell you, it's going to be some magical things that is going to happen on this day. Physical space detox, because all of these things are important when we get ready to cleanse ourselves, purify ourselves, and just open ourselves up and move forward with this powerful energy we're coming into. And then Wednesday, March the 19th, that is the day. Pay It Forward Day. And so many amazing ways that the priestess will be sharing with you to pay it forward. These may be things that you have thought about, and some of these things may have been things that you have not thought about as well. And they will be looking for your feedback, your input as well. So it really is going to be a community effort of all of us coming together and sharing. That's what's going to make this so beautiful. And then, of course, Thursday, which is March the 20th, it's going to be Rebirth Day and Spring Forward. So Rebirth and Spring Forward Day. So those are going to be the days starting on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Jump in wherever you feel like you fit in, because the goddesses will have you covered. And the goddesses will have you covered, and they will have everything there. You will get to see their names and see what they're contributing and what they're leaving. It's just going to be amazing. I am super, super hyped and super excited. All right. So here's the other thing I want to talk to you guys about as we get ready to get into share. We're going to dance tonight, so get yourself in a position. We're going to get ready to get up, move our physical bodies. Some of us have been, I don't know, sitting around, lounging around, just kind of hanging out. Maybe you're just getting off work. Maybe you're getting ready to go to work. Maybe you're laying down. Maybe you're just getting up. But whatever you're doing, I definitely want to invite you to keep that movement going. Just to keep it going, just to keep the energy flowing. First and foremost, I want to go ahead and send some heartfelt thoughts out there, and have been doing this all day and all week here, definitely to all of those who are in New York. You guys know that there was a gas explosion that just kind of leveled two buildings, and dozens of people are missing, hurt, and have made their transition at this time. This happened in New York, a gas explosion. So we want in our hearts and our loves out to all of the family members and all of those who have transitioned as well. Of course, we want to continuously send love to all of those who was on the aircraft in Malaysia, the airplane that was there that is still missing at this particular time. But we talked about it last remix. I talked about it. I shared some of my thoughts with that. So we want to just really send them love on their journeys, all of them as well, as we continue. And then most recently, we want to send love to all of our family members. We have a large family that is in Japan, and on the south side of Japan, on the southeast side, I believe, in Japan, there was an earthquake not too long ago, a 6.3 earthquake. Now, right now, they're saying that there's still a lot of confusion about what's going on with this earthquake, and a lot of things, as you can see, that's happening out towards that region, that part of time, part of the world. But we want to send our love out there. A lot of bursted pipes. A lot of things are under pressure, and we're going to be talking about that, about pressure. You know, pipes burst under pressure, and we're going to be talking tonight about pressure as well. That's one of the things we're going to be getting into as we get ready to get this energy, get ourselves nice and hyped up, get ready for Brother Bilal. I also want to remind you guys, if you were here last Sunday, you definitely want to download. Brother Wayne Chandler came on. And oh, amazing. Always an amazing share when Brother Wayne Chandler comes and drops just some ancient knowledge with us. And very, very, very wise brother that has been doing his work for many, many years now and still continuously to do his work. He has a workshop that's coming up next month, and it's still not too late for you to participate in the retreat so that you can go. If you're interested, you want to find out more, go to WayneBChandler.com. And you can also go back and download the show from last week. All the details are there and everything. It's an amazing share. It's always an honor to have Brother Wayne Chandler and everyone else to come and visit us here on the Remix platform. After all, they're part of the Remix family, so that just makes it extra, extra special. So I have a question for everybody tonight. I have a question. Tell me what kind of mood you guys are in. Are y'all in one of those moods where you're ready to do some work? Like really get it in, you know? Are y'all in kind of that work mood? What kind of mood are you guys are in? Yes, I hear some of you guys saying, yes, Ms. Blue, I'm in that mood where I'm ready to do some work. I'm ready to put it down. I'm ready to get it out. I'm just in that creative mode. Yes. Just in that mode where you're just ready to just kind of get into that energy. You know, this really brings about that energy. Well, that's a big part about what we're going to be doing here tonight. We're going to be putting it in. We're going to be getting ready to get the work in. I'm definitely ready to get the work in. And, you know, whenever Brother Bilal comes on platform, it's time to go to work. It's definitely time to put the work in. And so tonight, Words That Manifest, I want to tell you guys, you definitely want to get on the phone lines as well for this one, because Brother Bilal will be taking your calls. We'll be taking your calls at the end. And so it's going to be about work tonight. Let's just say grab your blue ink pen and grab you something to write with, because we're going to be doing some work tonight, as we always do in the remix. Yeah. Yeah. As we always do in the remix. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get ourselves ready. And I want you guys to know, because, you know, I always try to speak to my, you know, guests before they come on the show. And I had a chance to speak to Brother Bilal, and he's kind of in a, I don't know what kind of mood to say he's in. But he's in a, he's in a real high kind of mood. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And let's see. Yeah, yeah. That's the mood here. You guys kind of see me. I'm over here thinking, because we have so much that we're going to cover here tonight. Welcome to the remix. I see you guys getting yourself on the phone line. And that's going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing. Tonight is all about change. So I want you to just kind of hold on to that word. I want you to embrace that as we get ready to just get into the share here and just kind of move ourselves around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm still with you guys. I'm just, what am I trying to say? So here we go. Yeah, I guess I can say it this way.
Like planning feathers on a house. Like searching for a needle and I hate that. I guess I'll just...
So... Here's the thing that I want you guys to know, that tonight we're going to be talking about change. You know, change is something that we know it happens. It happens everywhere. We embrace it. It goes on. Everything in life must change. But yet, it's a difficult thing for us to embrace. When we start to think about change, I mean, we know that things around us change. But do we really want them to change? Or are we inadvertently fighting for them to stay the same? So that's what we're going to be talking about. It's change. And how you fit into this equation. What does it feel like to have the pressures of the world on you? Are you feeling pressure right now? Are you understanding what's happening to you in your life, or are you simply trying to be a diversion of that by looking at everything, but looking at yourself, but looking at what's going on in your life and how that's moving forward? All of those things. All of those things is what we're going to be exploring tonight. We're going to be taking a look at that. We're going to be taking a look at that. Yeah. Because it's a lot of things going on. A whole lot of people at this particular time is under pressure. So are you keeping your words? Are you really keeping your words? How much does your word really mean? Are you giving your word to something only to turn around and do something completely different? Yeah. Yeah, I hear y'all talking. I hear you talking. Yeah. That's it. That's it. So just wanted to give you some food for thought before we get ready. Whoa, I see all of you guys who've jumped on the phone lines, and a beautiful place for you to be as well as we get ready to welcome Brother Bilal as he joins us on the platform. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue, and then we're going to get ready to dance. And as we get ready to do that, I do want to invite you guys to get something to write with a pen and a piece of paper. Of course, you guys know Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. He joins us in the self-invested class as well, and frequently on the Remix here. He's a part of the Remix family as well. And so he'll be coming on. He does those amazing soul alignment readings and the soul cycle calendars that many of you have experienced and still experiencing at this particular time. He's going to be talking about words that manifest too. This will be a part two. So if you never had an opportunity to hear Words That Manifest part one that Brother Bilal did some years back, you definitely want to go back into the archives. There's so many amazing shows there from brothers and sisters all over the world, and you can download to your heart's content. So we're going to listen to Baby Blue. We're going to get ready to welcome in the energy. We're going to get ready to bring Brother Bilal on, and then we're going to get into the share.
La, 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 the remix.
Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Life will.
All right. All right. That's it. If nothing else moves you, life will. Mm-hmm. Life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. So now we're going to get ready to dance, to get up, move around. You may not want to dance. You may just want to kind of move around a little bit. You may just want to kind of, you know, do a little bit here, a little bit there. But I want you to feel this. I want you to just get into this energy as we get ready to welcome Brother Bilal to the platform tonight and get into the share. Here we go.
Rockefeller. First step. Jay. Lupe. Yeah. And so it seems that I'm sewing jeans, and first and 15 is just a sewing machine, so I cut the pattern and I sew it seams, and buttoning is hustling, and publicly I'm buddy Lee, there's no busting them, and cuffing them is like ushering in a machine. They want me to make Prince pants, but I withstand, I ain't gotten into that. A little big in the waist, two pocket on the back, call them Louboutins, OG's covered in blue dye, give them the game, that's like giving chocolate to the fat. Look, how you think I got here? That's the same game that came through where I live as a kid in the bad luck truck and threw boxes off the back. Made me a ripper, deliver like river. Content a little more thicker, slicker, yeah. And they said oil and water don't mix. Now they all down at the beach washing off the fish. With black beards till I brought the rock into your ship, yeah. It's my life. Everything I do, take all the pressure off for you.
It's hella proper,
proper.
Sag so low you can see boxer, like a boxer. That's the way that the family's pants won. Don't be sly and try and put them on. The stones in the pocket to drag you down the Davy Jones locker. Beware if you wanna rock the Knickerbocker. Other nigga from the block what? They were selling O's like Will of Fortune. Of imported cocaine just to feel important. It was do or die, they was tired of being poor pimps. Not for sure, that was just a product of my common sense. I guess I was just guessing like the consonants. Mama said beware what the devil do. Tell him that your soul's not for sale like the W. So go ahead and pirate the highest. Cannons make it leak like pirates. My shit, no shit, it's just shit like quiet. And big homies out of retirement.
It's my life, everything I do,
so the pen is mighty than the sword, my lord. My first picture was a lineup, now I'm on the fog. And I still remain an artiste through these all. If you force my hand, I'll be forced to draw. If the war calls for war halls, hope you got enough space on your hall's wall. I make niggas murals, then escape the bureaus. Investigation out in Europe on vacation. I'm back for these puppies with the pound boy. Here's the round boy. Down boy, town boy, you don't wanna sound clash, loud noise. Leave niggas paranoid, if not paralyzed. This means you can't walk in my shoes. Too much green, you can't talk in my hue. Send a team, nigga, holla at Lou. First and 15, that's my cue, crew.
Everything I do for you.
I do for you.
Everything I say, you know it's the truth.
It's
night, everyone. Peace and greetings to you guys. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And that was Lupe Fiasco and Pressure. And we're going to be talking about a lot of pressure tonight. And depending on what part of the world you're in, I know here Southwest by Southwest is going on. So it's a lot of pressure going on in the city of Austin, Texas, and all over the world, depending on where you are. We have listeners who are listening in all the way from Egypt, Amsterdam, the Netherlands, Germany, Belgium. We have Italy, we have Rome listening, we have Japan listening, we have the whole world listening, the UK, Canada, everywhere. So shout out to all of our international listeners who are joining us here live in the forum tonight. We're going to go ahead and bring on Brother Bilal tonight as we begin to get into the share Words That Manifest 2. So let me find Brother Bilal here on the board. And here we go. Here we go. Let me find him here. There he is. All right. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal.
Yes, yes, yes. A little pressure. What's going on? Remix family.
Yes, yes, yes. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal. It is so great to have you here on the platform tonight. Everybody's nice and hyped and definitely ready to go. You know, it's a lot of things going on, you know. What's really going on? We always check in with you to kind of get that get that perspective, that cosmic perspective of what's really going on.
The first thing, don't get sidetracked. Don't get distracted. Just pay attention. Pay attention. Because, you know, whatever they tell you on the news, just think the opposite. All right, but don't get sidetracked. I mean, this is nothing new. We always work things out, trust me. We've been through worse than this. You need to pay attention to the blood moons that's coming up, though. The first one is going to be next month, April 14th, blood moon. It's going to be four of them within 2 years. Big time rituals going on, but this is a universal energy that can't be stopped. But every time it happens, it's a big spiritual transformation go on. So, you know, we're in the midst of a lot of great things happening, But the pen is mightier than a sword, so, you know, keep your pen. Keep your pen.
Beautiful.
You know, keep your pen. But, that's good. That's good. I have to say some happy birthdays to all my people out there. You know, we're celebrating that Pisces birthday. Before I forget, shout out to all my brothers from the West Coast. And look, Brother Dietrich from California, from the West Coast, the Perfect Union Wealth Center, he did his thing. His thing. E-commerce, that was on time, you know, so proud of those brothers. BMO brothers. Oh, Dr. Mm-hmm. Banks out there, yes, it's good. I'm feeling good. I'm hype.
Yes.
I'm hype.
I can hear it. Oh. I can see it as well. And, I it's a good thing. Last show, I gave big birthday shouts out, even for yourself as well.
Okay.
And I want to give some more because there are some priestess, too, that is celebrating this beautiful energy. Like I said, some of my favorite people in the whole world have come to the planet during this portal. So we just want to send a big shout-out to all of you guys out there. So peace and love to you guys. Yeah, big shout-outs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, I can't believe self-invested going down tomorrow.
Oh,
I promise you. Yes, there's going to be some good stuff. We're taking an astral walk, you understand? And I'm feeling like pack a lunch tomorrow night. So, you know, I'm feeling like that. You know, self-invested is, you know, it's a nice little hit, but we going to get it in tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'll still be hyped tomorrow. Don't worry about that.
That's definitely a great thing. You know, one of the things, you know, before you actually get started, I want to talk about some of these things, you know, before they kind of slip my mind here. You know, I received a lot of emails from our last show about the multi-dimensions, you know, the multi-dimensional show we did. Just so many different things. And I want you, so many people wanted to know about the breakdown of the different ages and who's hosting who. So I want, before we get into that, if you could talk about it. I know it's something we talk about a lot, but really just kind of talk a little bit more about that, about the different dimensions and who's hosting who, because I got tons of emails.
Oh,
like to you. Yeah,
that,
so
that may be a whole nother show, you know, and I most definitely, I will do it again, because it's a lot of information. It's a whole show worth of information, just knowing how many different dimensions we own, knowing the different ages. It's, you know, and like I say, the number pattern I have, I could show you what age you are on every dimension. I mean, it's like, it's sick. I'm not going to lie to you. But look, tomorrow I'm even going to talk about this, because I want you to think about this here. I'm going to give you an example.
Yes.
When we talk about who's hosting who. The generation, the birth years from like 1963 to 68, remember, it's every 7-year cycle, 1963 to 1968 was in the age of Virgo. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to go 14 years up. They're hosting the generation from 1976 to 82. And when I say hosting, let me make sense of this for you. You know, just like if you just like a basketball team, you could have your favorite team. And for some reason it's one team you just can't beat. And look, they sad. It's like everybody else whipped the shit out of this team, but when you play them, they got your ass in check for some reason.
Yeah.
That's how this is with the zodiac. It's a combination of sacred relationships with the zodiac, and everybody got somebody in check.
Yes. Yes.
Just like in your life, somebody got your ass in check. See, because this is what keeps the humility and you staying humble. You understand?
Right.
So I would have to really put a show together to really show you this, but this is like dynamic. But I am going to give tomorrow what zodiacs got the other one in check. And remember, you're all 12, and then I'm going to introduce the real 13 tomorrow. We'll talk about that also. All right,
yeah.
But I'll drop that on you. I'm not making none of this shit up. this is real deal. This is a real deal. And even the show tonight, Words That Manifest Too.
Mm.
I did this show April 13, 2012.
Mm.
After I did that show, I set a marker. I always set markers. And I say, when someone mentioned Words That Manifest on the remix, it would be a marker, it's time to drop the other part of it. And it had never happened, you understand? But it was a couple of shows ago, a young lady called, and she said, I just finished listening to Words That Manifest. And it hit me. She kind of like, it stung me, because I knew it had made a full circle. I'm going to also have to teach that in self-invested, because I got to let you see when things make a full circle. I knew, because remember, a circle is really just a point. It's a period.
Yeah.
If you make a small point on a paper, it's a period, and magnify it, it becomes a circle. So how do you make a circle? You start from the point you're starting from making it, and when you make the circle, you end back up at the same point.
Right.
You have to come back to the same point. So this, at that time when that sister said that, it had made a full circle.
A complete circle, yes.
A complete circle.
Mm.
And we'll go into the other part, that word, that manifest. But see, even with the dimensions, because I receive a lot of email as well, we're talking about the crystal children, the indigo children.
That too, yes.
All of that means something.
Yes, it does. It really, really does.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really does. And we're not going to get into this too much, because I know that we'll talk about this. But I do want to say, because I got tons of those emails about the crystal children, about the indigo
children. Definitely.
About rainbow children. And in short, let me just kind of give you guys an overview of what that is. Most of the indigo children, they say, I'll say, because there was a husband and wife that kind of wrote a book about this, about the Indigo children, that they first came to the planet somewhere around 1980. Around 1980, somewhere in that time, these were the Indigo children. And then around 1990, we started seeing what the world called or what they identified as crystal children. And then shortly thereafter and in between, we started getting what they called the rainbow children. So I'm going to kind of go through this and kind of tell you guys, based on my research, my work, what I've seen. And you can Google this. There's tons of books out there about indigo children, about crystal children, and also rainbow children. I'm going to let you know what I found in the thousands of readings I've done and been able to explore this. What most people are calling indigo children, it has a lot to do with their aura, their primary aura, their energy fields, and that children auras really had this deep blue color in their aura that was coming around them, that they were able to see this particular aura. There were other things about these children that they came in. What I have found based on my work, and I kind of put everyone into the category that sums it up because I've been able to see this, is the origin. It's what I'm calling the origin. And the origin goes back much, much further than these particular years. But there are some characteristics to begin to do, because I do the readings for the babies, you know, the baby lotus reading that I've done. Many of you guys have had that for your babies. And then the glowing lotus readings that I've done for some of the older children that are under the age of 18. Now, the indigo children, one of the things that I want you to know that is significant, I call them origin children. These particular children, what is happening to them, and most of them are not children at this particular time, is that the crystals that are inside of their ears are attuning to frequency and the vibration of an amethyst crystal. Now, stay with me really, really quick, because I don't want you to kind of get kind of lost with this. But remember I told you the crystals have shifted their grids. So these frequencies are completely different. They have the amethyst crystals that are inside of their ears. Now, are there still indigo children being born at this time? Of course they are. If we want to use that terminology, yes, they are. Most of these particular children will take themselves into becoming vegetarians on their own. You don't have to tell them. They will do this on their own. The other thing for them is that they have a sense of knowing. A lot of you have children that fall into either three of these categories here. They will know things but not know the process of how to do it. So you may get response back from their teachers telling you, okay, so, you know, little Sheena knows how to answer this math problem, but Sheena can't do the steps. She can't show her work. So I want you to think about that, because these are some of the key things. She gets the right answer, but she cannot tell how she's done the work. And so this is a problem for our school system. This is even why one of the things that we promote that's really, really big is about homeschooling, but you got to have the right person, as our brother Dr. Umar Johnson says, so that we can nurture these children the correct way. The other thing about these children that are coming into the planet at this particular time, they are not losing their memory at 7 or 8 years old, whether they go to school or not. They are retaining their ancient memory. They are not losing it. It's not going away. It's not fading on them. They are very much. Here's the other thing. Unlike most of us, who our number one question is, what work did we come back to the planet to do? These children know exactly what they came back to do. They are not confused. Whatever it is, if it's singing, dancing, if it's writing, if it's being a doctor, if it's, working as a healer, because here's the other things. They are all natural healers. They vibrate on that frequency, because most of them, and I just had a story from a sister in the priesthood, the sister Sandra, that called me to tell me about her daughter and a dream that her daughter had. And in this particular dream, I was with her in this dream, and I get these stories from you guys all the time about your children showing up, me showing up in their children's dreams and their children's telling them that. And so one of the main things is that these children, when these children are having these dreams, they're really doing work on the astral plane. So that is really kind of preparing them and prepping them for their work that they do here. But her daughter was talking about in this dream, there was red, there was this huge ball of red and magenta being mixed together. And so after I began to talk to her mother, I knew exactly what it was. Okay, so she's opening up her 14th, 15th chakra, that this energy she's able to pull down. These children are natural healers. You want to know why our healthcare system had to change? Because these children don't get sick like our asses got sick. They don't get sick. You may have to sit. They are forcing you to try to take them to the doctor because they're not getting sick. And when they do, they are really finding a way to be able to heal themselves. They are not sickly children. So all of these childhood diseases that used to be, these things are not happening anymore. This is why now they're trying to enforce this vaccination. This came on in the last 10, 15 years because these children coming, these children didn't need that. They didn't need any of that. These children have been self-sustained themselves. So they didn't need any of that. You understand what I'm saying? They're able to heal themselves. They're not confused about what they do. But they are here to really raise the frequency and energy of humanity. Most of them are volunteers. Not all of them. But most of them are volunteers who have volunteered to come back to the planet Earth to help Earth evolve into this new evolution of where Earth is. Here's the other thing that I want to tell you about these children that is just a trip for them. Mothers, when you're pregnant with these children, most of the mothers, and let's say if you were born between 1979 up until now, until 80s, and you were pregnant with your child, or even some of you before that, let me just say this. Just because you were born in that time frame, it doesn't make you an indigo person. It doesn't mean that. But here's what I will say to you. These children, when you're carrying them, they activate clairvoyancy within the mothers. So mothers are becoming clairvoyant, carrying these babies because they are telepathically. That's one of their energies they bring to the planet with them instantly is they start to telepathically communicate to their mother and their father. And so many of the parents of us who have these children can go back and honestly say, we know what kind of child we were making at the time we were making these children. And so when they come out with these different skill sets, maybe it's in math, maybe it's in science, maybe it's in singing, maybe it's in art or some form of artistic thing, whatever it is, you will know that there are significant times where these children have been communicating with these mothers. So what does that mean for those of us who are conscious moms, who have already activated our clairvoyant energy? Then most of these children I have found for the mothers I have done readings for and the fathers I've done readings for, that these children that are coming, these are what I like to call or what the world says is rainbow children, which they say they're far and few in between. Listen at me real close. No, they're not. There's a whole bunch of what they're calling rainbow children that are here. These children have very vivid memories of their past life. Now, you've heard the stories of Brother Bilal where he talked about his children. I told you guys about my children, and many of you have told us about your children. These children have vivid memories of their past life. You know, nobody don't have to do anything to bring that on. They have vivid memories, and it's not going away. And it's connected with their purpose of them coming back now. They are teaching lessons telepathically until the age of 5, and then after the age of 5, they start verbally teaching lessons. They are the children that are here to really take this evolution. Brother Wayne Chandler spoke to the young brother who called in that was in school for engineering, letting him know that we're about to enter into this shift. And it doesn't mean that we won't have academia learning. It does mean that they're going to redefine these things. Now, here's the other thing. we're not lost. We're not all lost. It's not all about the babies. It is, but it isn't. A lot of us have recalibrated the crystals with inside of us. And so those of us that are here, it is opening up all of our chakras. Absolutely every chakra has opened up. I talked to you guys last year and told you about the records, what we call the Akashic records, that of humanity, that a portion of the records was being taken away because there was going to be a new set of records that was going to be coming online, and this was going to be coming out of the Pacific. So you see a lot of activity in the Pacific, a lot of portals that are opening up. So just like the Earth has chakras too, these portals are opening up. So all of our chakras are opening up. And here's an FYI. I know we talk about the major 12, 13, 14 chakras, but we actually have a total of something like 20 plus 30 chakras that open up. But here's the key point, what you were saying, Brother Bilal, and then we'll kind of close this out. Because, again, this is a whole nother show here that we're really going to do some work on this, is that a lot of these chakras are not opening up on this plane. Do y'all hear me? They're opening up in other worlds and other dimensions. And so they're still connected to you. You understand what I'm saying? But it is coming. Energy is being come from a different world. Have you ever looked at, I want you to look at some of your friends who are creative. Maybe they make jewelry. Maybe they paint. They draw. Maybe they're a poet or a rapper, and they do something creative. This is why throughout history we've always looked to the children, and we've always looked to the artistic community to define what was going on with the culture and the planet. Because you will see the remnants of all of this coming together. The next time you get around your friend who's very, very creative, I want you to just look. I want you to take a look at some of the shit they're working on. And then I want you to look at them, and they'll be telling you stuff like, I thought about that 5 years ago. Like, I drew this picture like nine years ago. Or I thought about making this necklace about, you know, a long time ago, or I don't know, it just came to me. You will see these things coming. So I urge you, I beg you at this particular time, stay open. Keep a clear heart and a pure mind, or pure mind and a pure heart. You know, these things pure and keep them clear, because you're able to really, the possibilities is truly, truly endless. And we're being challenged with this, you know, Brother Bilal, from every angle here on the planet, from planes missing, you know, from these things happening have no explanation to the human eye, to television shows, because Hollywood is really jumping on the bandwagon. They listen to shows like The Remix. They know you guys. They talk to us. They get readings from us. They understand this is real, because now they can no longer deny what so many have tried to cover up for so long. And so the premiere files, you've heard me talk about this coming into the new year. And even myself has sort of solidified the readings I'm doing and really opened myself up to a whole completely new level, a new experience, a new world of doing what we call readings. Very ancient, but very future. And that's going to be coming for you guys. But when it comes to your children, nurture them, love them, you know, be able to, you know, be there to support them in what they're doing, because these children understand this to the fullest. They're not confused about what they came to this planet to do.
They're really coming to teach you.
Yes, they're coming to teach you. And we should be good students. We should be good students. Yes.
I'll tell you one thing. You talked about Hollywood.
Yes.
The movie with the most science this year, The Lego Men, The Lego Movie.
the Lego
You've got
movie.
To go see this movie. They're talking about the Master Builder. You know, we did that show in December. I had no idea. Lego, you got to go see the Lego movie.
Yes.
And I see why it made $1 billion. But they're communicating with the children already because they already know what's inside of the children. They know what the children are bringing.
That's right. That's right.
See,
so
you have to be able to look forward and see. Think about the subtitle of the show, if anybody saw it, Death by Consciousness.
Yeah.
Because if you don't open your mind to understand that we're living on many different dimensions, you're not going to be open enough to really grasp the concept of what the children are bringing with them. Their knowledge is already ahead. If they're going to be here another goddamn 70 or 80 years, what you think is inside of them?
That's right.
They already have a universal program already. They're coming with new words. They're coming with new commitments.
Yes. And a lot of them are coming with not a lot of experience on the planet Earth.
mm-hmm.
That's a whole nother
yeah.
story.
Right. So, you know, but I'm feeling good, and we are at words. I mean, we're not – see, I said this before. We are in a word construct. You may need a pen and some paper to follow along because I'm going to be given some words. I don't have no words set up. We're just going to organically look at words because I want you to be able to see the word inside of the word. They are a different combination of words coming together that's going to make another word. Every word is a being. Every word is an entity that's designed to do something. Every word have a design. I don't care how simple the word is. So words that manifest all the time, whether you know it or not.
That's right.
All right? So I just want all of us to be on the same page because I want to give you the definition of what a word is. There's no perfect place to start than the word. Okay? So listen, that we're going to look at some simple definitions and then we're just going to let it flow, okay? So let's start right here. Let's look at words as a unit of language. Because we know words make up our language. See, it don't matter if you learn Arabic, if you learn Chinese or Japanese. If you don't comprehend the damn word, how you going to build your consciousness?
Right.
See, the words are coming together as a combination to build consciousness. Okay? So also look at words as a combination of letters. Stop right there. We're talking about characters now. We're, you know, like in a movie. We're talking about characters. Letters are characters. And each one of them playing a very significant role. Okay?
Mm.
So when we look at that, we're looking at words we're using to develop our speech and our talk. And the first thing you have to know about the characters, that they are on different frequencies like the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are mainly connected to the left hemisphere. The letters and the characters are connected to the right. Okay? Mm-hmm. Before we take off, because we need to be on the same page so you can start understanding these characters. Okay? Because even look at when you talk about someone, you say, you're giving someone your word. Think about somebody taking your word. They start to depend on your word.
Right.
He's a man or woman. He's a man of his word.
Right.
Think about when you say, man, I'll put in a good word for you. Just think about even in being in a relationship and you build a synchronicity and you say, man, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Right.
Because we're talking about words because this is a word construct. How are you going to even build the understanding of even building consciousness if you don't have a relationship with the Word?
Mm-hmm.
So the key to the words are the meanings. This is where the comprehension come in. So when you're talking to someone, they get a chance to know what you mean. So write this first word down. Because we're talking about debt by consciousness, so write the word debt down, D-E-A-T-H. All right? In the word debt is dead. The D-E-A is for dead, D-E-A-D. The T-H is for theory, theo, which is God, which is T-H-O-U-G-H-T, which is thought. It's a dead thought. When someone passes in your family, they are a dead, that's a dead God. That's a dead thought. We lost that expression of our uncle in the family. He brought certain words to the family. See, these are combination of words coming together to develop relationships. Because that's what we say when we say what we say about finishing strong. When you think about when you say, I will have the last word. Now, how are you going to have the damn last word if you don't even know what the damn last word is? Nobody know what the damn last word of the dictionary is. What's the first word in the dictionary? No, it's not aardvark. It's A. A is a word. A is a word. But you have to learn the words. You have to learn the combination of words. This is the power behind the God, your word. Words are seeds. Listen at this. Every word come out of your mouth is creating something.
Yes.
They are manifesting something. If you get something in your life that you don't like, your words manifested it. How could it even come to you if you didn't plant the seed to get it?
Right.
You have to plant the seed to even get it. So when we look at certain words do certain things to our consciousness. And that's why even in a conscious community, just when you're learning different lessons, it's certain words. How you going to read anything if you don't have the damn words? How you going to describe? Think about in Egypt, they had the scribes. If you're not able to describe what you're talking about, you can't make sense.
That's right.
And you need words to describe it. So this wasn't something I was looking for. This is something that started talking to me because the one thing I – please get a dictionary. Because one thing I started noticing was all of these words were related.
Yes.
When I looked up a word, I didn't only look up the word I was looking for. I looked up the one that was before it because the one before it brought it into existence. And I look at the one after it because that's what it developed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now look, when these words start talking to me, I was really able to understand astrophysics and never took a subject of that shit in my life because
wow.
That's how I knew relativity for real because all of these words are related. So and then I realized one word has so many different meanings. And see, so all I was doing, I was using the word to find meaning in my life because I wanted to know when you're talking about the meaning of something, you're talking about the purpose of. I was looking to get meaning of my life.
Mm-hmm.
We are living words. So I was looking for meaning, and that's when I started looking at combination of words. Then I started looking at the prefixes of words. Then I started looking at the suffix of words. The words literally start talking. They open up a certain portal for you to walk in. It became, you could have a 3D conversation with words, but you need the words to have conversation.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was tapping into something. I didn't look at it as nothing special, and it's not nothing special. Everybody has the ability to understand words, but it takes work. You have to work the word.
Mm.
And the words will eventually reveal themselves. This, you know what it's like? It's like a word lord.
Hmm.
It's an entity. Like it sits over words. The entity in you sits over words. God has words.
Yeah.
That's how you build your world, with words. That's how you build your world. Tell everybody to write that word down. Tell them write world down.
You guys write world down.
Just circle the L. That's the word. That's the word, because your words are building your world. So when we're talking about manifesting, Ms. Blue, we are talking about our thoughts are becoming a physical product.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
We take the soul for granted, the words that's coming out of our mouths. Every time we speak the word, we are manifesting something. You are festing up. Think about when you say, man, you need to fest up. You're manifesting. You're festing up. You're festing something up.
Mm.
Think about the average person. Say, man, that don't make sense. How is that so? No, it's absolutely right. You're right. It is, every word is sowing. You say, how is it so? S-O-W. You are sowing. What you tell your children? Close that damn door. Why not? Because I said so. Because words are sowing. Every word come out of your mouth is sowing a seed.
Yes.
So what happened? They say my word is my bond, right?
Yes.
So your word is the thing that's holding things together. And once you stop keeping your word or you break your word, the bonds start to come loose and the water starts seeping in, and then you drown yourself. Your
yeah.
word starts to drown you.
Mm.
But that's coming from the words.
Right.
Every breath you speak into your words are changing into physical form. If you mm-hmm. change one word, you change your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, if you change one word, you change your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why change is at the top of the list. Isn't it time for change? Don't
yes,
you
sir.
Want change? Now you want things to change without you making it.
Mm.
If you do the same damn thing every day, how would anything change?
Mm-hmm.
And look at the fact of the statement. They say the more things change, the more they stay the same. And they're absolutely right. But we're talking about things not changing. You're not a thing.
That's right.
We're talking about person, places, and things. You're not a thing. So, yeah, the more things change, the more things stay the same. But if you change one word in your life, I guarantee you everything must change. Ain't that what Benson said? Everything must change.
Yes.
Everything. You know what? Let's look at it like this. Watch this. Look at it like, Ms. Blue, just say you're driving out of town. You're driving out of town, and then you discover you're going the wrong way. Do the highway turn around?
Oh, no.
Is the highway going to change because you went the wrong damn way?
Nope, not at all.
You have to turn around. If you want change in your life, the highway is not going to turn around. You have to turn around.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with the damn highway. It's your damn direction.
That's right.
You have to change direction.
Mm-hmm.
You need more than Pharrell's song, Happy, to change.
You sure do.
Think about how people, man, look at that song, come on, and people change up. It's a beautiful, beautiful expression of a song.
Yes, it is.
But when a song go off, they change right back.
They go from happy to sad.
What do you
right.
need? He needs to remix this shit so you can say, see, he need a remix. He needs about an hour remix so you can start staying happy. Because as soon as the damn song go off, you turn right back into yourself.
No longer
I'm so
happy.
Glad he made that song because some of y'all wouldn't even be happy.
That's why he keeps doing the extended version. You know, he did an
hour. This shit getting longer and longer. It's about an hour and 15 minutes now. He's playing happy.
Now they do a 24-hour happiness.
Some people say they're so damn sad. They request the shit. All it's the most request song in the whole universe. Happy.
Yes, they need a little happiness in their life. Yes.
Well, let's look at it. But everybody want change. Who don't want change? Is anybody on here don't want no damn change? Who don't want change? So
who don't want?
Let's go somewhere else. Where is the most common place to go get change? Just say you have a $100 bill, Miss Blue. I need about $20 from you. All you have is a $100 bill. What's the number one place you go and get change?
The bank.
The bank.
Mm-hmm.
You see how we right back at the banks of the water? You see where we right back at the water, at the bank? The
mm-hmm.
banks of the now?
Yes.
The banks of you being in denial?
Yes.
We right back at the bank. So what you going to the bank to get? Well, look how they play this out with you. Because look, remember we did the show where we were talking about making a bank shot on the pool table? The bank?
Yeah. Yes.
What you making the bank shot in? What the ball going in? What the hole is called? Ask somebody in the remix, man. What's the hole called?
What's the hole called in pool? People are saying the pocket.
Yeah, you're going to the bank to get pocket change.
You're going to get pocket change.
They giving you pocket change.
Mm-mm.
They giving you pocket change. That's the kind of change you're looking for? Then look at business, Blue. Those who are scared, look, those who know they need to make a change and scared to make a change, guess what you call that?
Mm.
Chump change.
Chump change. Chump change.
That's chump change. You chump changing. You change. It's trying to take a change, chump. That's chump change. And you know, even think about sex and tantra sex.
Yeah.
Transmutation.
Mm.
Do you know what kind of change that is? That's a powerful change.
Yes.
But you call that loose change.
Yeah, that's loose.
Because you're a little loose. You're throwing your change all over the place. You want to change all kind of shit up. Fuck around, have a sex change. What are we talking about changing? What you want change into? Don't you want some spare change? What kind of change you want?
Mm.
Didn't I ask you for $20, Miss Blue? Huh? I asked you for $20. What you said you had? You only had a what?
Only had $100 bill.
A bill. So if you really want change, you got to go break the bill. You got to go talk to Hootie. That's why he wore the head of the Ibis with the bill.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that tomorrow, because we'll talk about Tahuti sits in Gemini. You got to break Gemini to break the bill. If you want change.
If you want change, yes.
Change is not on Capitol Hill. It's not on Capitol Hill, where they're writing and making the bills.
Powerful.
If you don't change, nothing is going to change. That's the only point I'm making.
Yes.
If you don't change, nothing else will.
There you go.
Because I'm going to tell you, the only change the bank teller could give you is this next in line. Gee, that's the only thing changing is the person in the line. Think
next.
About it. You go to the damn bank window and ask her for change. Can you help me change? That's what you're asking.
Can I get
you so fucked? You so messed up. You want the bank teller to help you change? Can you help me change? Do you have any change for me? Can I change? Can you help me change?
The reason
you can't hear the word is because you have become too physical of a people. You look at everything on one level, just physical. That's why you're always saying mundane, because that's exactly where you are. We always talk about places we are used to going.
That's it.
You're not going to talk about Shoney's if you don't go all the time. You want Shoney's change. You want a five-star restaurant change inside yourself, going to Shoney's consciousness. Got to change it.
Yes.
Look what the word is designed to do. You wrote the word world. The word is building your world. And the God inside of you makes this world bow. You got to make the words bow down. You got to break words down to their knees. They are designed to work for you. The word down. Look at the word and see what it is. Look the word up. Look at the synonyms. You are building different angles of your consciousness through words.
Yes.
The sun is keeping its word. What's your word? Even with reading tonight, bring your word. I'm going to show you your word. I'm going to break your word down. You give me one word, I'm going to bring your whole world to an end. With one word. Because you can't even say a certain word without it being connected to another, because all of them are related.
That's right.
And I know their relationships. I know who they're going out with. I know which words sleeping with each other. Words are on a certain frequency. And look, guess what words that a lot of people are way. Look at the characters in the alphabet. The characters in the letters are the last three letters that a lot of people don't have a relationship. And that's X, Y, and Z. X, Y, and Z. Because X is unknown. That's why, like, you're in school, you get expelled. X is unknown. And you ain't trying to figure shit out. You want somebody else to figure it out. You want to see other people get beat up. You don't want to jump in the ring. You want other people to get beat up. You want to see a battle challenging shit. Oh, I can't wait till he challenge that, bro. I bet you can't beat that, bro. You go wear your damn self up, because everybody wants to see somebody else battle. Get in the damn ring yourself. X, Y, and Z. What happened with Y? Ain't that what everybody asking? Man, why am I here? Why? Yeah. Why you do this? Why? That's what you're asking, huh? X, Y. Think about the male. X, Y chromosome.
Yeah.
X don't know why. Ask somebody why he do something. He don't even know why. He don't know why. X, Y, and Z. What Z is. This is where they're trying to wake your ass up. You getting Z's. You sleeping. This is how you want to get some Z's. You see, the all these characters are on different frequencies, and God is on a different frequency. Think about God in reverse is like the dog. Go and see Mr. Peabody. Oh, shit. Lego movie, Mr. Peabody. Now, look, Mr. Peabody. With the dog whistle. Mr. Yeah. Peabody is an undercover Muslim. He got the bow tie on. The only thing that Mr. Peabody cartoon on here, he not selling fruit. He don't have a fruit bag in his hand. But Mr. Peabody, Mr. Peabody is Mr. Peacebody, the body at peace. Mm-hmm. And he adopted the little boy, Sherman, the German. Mm-hmm. The germ man, Sherman. That's Peabody.
Yeah.
The intelligent God. Not dog, but the dog have a whistle. If you blow it, you can't hear it because the alphabets and the letters are on different frequencies. That's all self do. Self speak to you on a different frequency. Self is the professor. It always looking to profess something to you, but you can't hear your own self.
Yep.
Yourself be saying, he seemed to hear everybody but me, his own self. Then they tell us the knowledge of the self been communicating. They rob you thoroughly of yourself. Yourself ain't going nowhere, it's just on a different frequency. So, see, this go back to the show I love that you did, Ms. Blue. Think about, I love this show, Growing Up on Earth.
Oh, yes, yes.
Growing Up on Earth. Because Earth really is a school.
Yes.
Some of it's school of hard knocks, but the Earth is a school for you to find yourself, for you to fall in love with yourself. It's certain words the self is getting you to understand so you can build up your frequency.
Yeah.
But you don't frequent yourself. It's very frequently you speak with yourself. And you always with yourself. So this is a school. And tonight we are going straight past the teacher's lounge because they lounging. We need to go straight to the principal's office. So the words I would be using tonight, I'm going to be talking straight to your principals. See, this is set up on principles. You have to follow principles. Where are your principles? Where are your principles? We got to go to the principal office. That's what's so deep about the occult, the theology of occult, a culture. What occult is? Occult means the knowledge of secrets, something concealed. Secrets are something not known. So you know once you tell it, you know it's no longer a secret. You know that's right, right?
Yes.
Now, how is it going to be a secret if you know it? The nature secret is something not known, something concealed. So how is a damn secret if you're telling it? Just to make sure we're on the same page. So we need to go to the principal's office because we need to go to the principal of the school, the principal of your school of thoughts. That's what it is, a school of thoughts. Because your principle is what's making up your culture. Your principle doing that. Even if you think you're living without principles, there's also a principle for that.
Yes.
There's a principle for that also. Because it's something, the only reason I'm back at words, because it's something about your words that's not producing action. Listen good. There's something about the words you're telling yourself that's not producing action. So what is the verb? Yeah, like hell, what is a verb?
What's a verb, you guys? What's a verb?
Words that what?
They say action words.
Tell them write the word, write verb down.
You guys,
I'm writing it down with you.
Write verb down.
Write verb down. Now put pro in front, because you need some pro action words. Put pro in front of verbs. P-R-O. That should be proverb, proverbs. That's your action words, your proverbs, your proverbs. You're no longer in the damn mind. You're in the pros now. You say you want to be conscious. You're in the pros.
That's right.
Isn't that what they call? What they call when you get at that rebellious age in life? What they call? What?
The preteens.
That's right. The teenagers, right?
Yes.
Your proteins.
Your proteins. Your protein.
Protein. Proteins are your building block for life. When you're in your teenager, you're building the blocks of life. Protein. You got to build up your protein. So why is your knowledge not moving? Why is no action behind it? All right? How are you waiting on someone to teach you what yourself already know? How are you waiting on someone to teach you what yourself already knows? What the Buddha say he did to become the Buddha? See, I don't know. I respect the Buddha. I respect his mind because, look, he went through a serious journey.
Yes.
Do you realize he starved himself? Do you know at one point in the Buddha life he looked like sticks and bones because he wanted to deprive himself of eating because he wanted to get rid of the greed? Do you know Buddha ate one grain of rice a day? Him and the cult he was with, the people he was teaching, they ate one grain of rice a day? One grain. Ain't that shit deep? Somebody ate two grains, they kicked him out, said he was being greedy.
Oh, all y'all would have got kicked out.
Go do the research. Go research it.
That's right.
Go research it.
Yes.
What the Buddha? Didn't he say the tree spoke to him? What tree Buddha say?
The Bodhi tree
told him the information. Huh?
The Bodhi tree.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So if you're looking to be the next Buddha, what do you got to go do? What you got to go do? Go talk to the damn trees.
Trees.
Mm. It's all related.
Yes, yes.
If you're looking to be the next Buddha, go find you a damn tree and talk to it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in self-invested, we gave out a tree last week when we did some funky feng shui that lives to be 100 years old. It's a bonsai tree from Africa. One of the few places in the world where you can still buy bonsai trees. And the tree lives to be 100 years old. Literally, they tell you that you need to put the tree in your will because that tree, it lives for 100 years. And you water it once a month. Serious.
Wow.
Yes.
Serious. So if you aspire to be the next Buddha, go find you a tree.
Yeah.
Because what's the bonsai tree? Is that a tree that do what?
Well, it's a miniature tree. It's a tree that continuously grows. It's not a dwarf tree. It's not that.
Right.
But it's a tree that grows. Whatever container you put it in, it grows to the length in that container. And so it keeps its small shape, but it still blooms. You can see the roots. You can see everything. It stays there, and it holds ancient knowledge information. Yeah.
Beautiful. Tell everybody to write this word down, M-I-D, midway. When you're midway, write mid, M-I-D.
Write down
I'm writing it down with you, M-I-D. When you're midway of the learning, talk to the tree and you go, talk to the bonsai, you go get mid, M-I-D. Now put G-E-T in front of it, or behind it, I'm sorry. Put G-E-T behind it. What'd that say? That's a midget. Mid-git. That's a midget. There's a midget tree. And I'm not talking bad about midgets because I dated some midgets. So I'm not talking bad about midgets.
You know what?
But I want you to see the word in the word. It's a mid-git. You're getting it midway. So you talk to the tree, become the Buddha, you'll mid-get it. You'll get it midway. That's the word. Write it down. It's a word inside of a word. Even if you're looking to become the greatest philosopher in this world, if you want to become the greatest philosopher, get you some books. Go read some books on other people's experience. You don't want to go experience and work and do it for yourself, so go get you a book list and become the greatest philosopher. That's what you do with that.
Because
if you want to become a general, you got to go to the damn army.
Right.
But if you want to become a god, you got to talk to yourself about that one.
Yes. Self-realization.
Yourself is holding. Go talk to yourself. You remember how you say when you talk to yourself, you're crazy? Well, you're crazy if you don't talk to yourself because yourself is constantly talking to you. But you a midget, so yourself got to come down to your size. My uncle told me when I was 6 years old, he said, look, you don't want to become no Negro because that means you're growing to the white man's knees. And he going to pat you on your head, little Negro. You're growing to the knee of a Negro. So we're talking about the pros and cons of words, the proverbs and your con words. That's called prolific. It's called prolific because pros could lift it. That's the pros and cons of words. There are pros and cons. There are action words. And there are words that will send you straight to depression.
Yes.
That's why the Egyptians left symbols. Because you're supposed to look at the symbol and create the word. You're using symbols to create the word. That's what the symbols did. Think about the symbol. Watch how these symbols work. Just say we want to do some hieroglyphics, Ms. Blue. Watch, I'm going to do this hieroglyphic for you. If I was to make a hieroglyphic of a snail with a yellow bus next to it, what'd that mean? Do that mean that person was slow? That's hieroglyphics. You've got to be able to read the word. So what's causing this? Because, see, we moving, we building up pressure. We moving to pressure. And look, if just like being in the classroom, you so damn worried about people thinking your ass dumb that you're proving them right.
Because once you raise your hand, what you think about in school, you got to raise your hand to ask a question. You have to raise your hand for the quest. It's a question. It's a quest. It's an adventure.
Yes.
You got to raise your hand for the quest. But no, you don't raise your hand. You sit your dumb ass up there, act like you know it. And what people going to find out Friday after lunch?
That you don't
know. Your dumb ass didn't know it. They just learned something about you. And you just learned something about them because all y'all failed. So that's what it means. It only takes one. It only takes one to raise their damn hand, and then it's going to cause a domino effect. Oh, I don't understand either, Ms. Johnson. I don't understand either. Everybody going to start saying it. But everybody in the class so damn worried about thinking the other one know more than them, it's a fucking competition even at that age.
Mm.
And the teacher know you don't damn know the shit because she just figured the shit out. She know you don't know it.
Right.
No, you don't know that damn algebra. She just figured it out. We came here to work on a project. You know, just like your daughter in school, she get projects.
Yes.
You got to get out the project. You in the fucking project. You came to work on the project, not be the project. What they get? What's the main thing with the project? With the what you doing the project? Construction paper? You deconstruction.
Yes.
Glitter is your jewelry. You need what the glitter, glue, construction paper? They made you a damn project. You're supposed to work on the project. You got to get a new project.
Yeah.
What's your latest project? What are you projecting? What are you projecting out?
Mm.
You see why we got to go straight to the principal's office?
Oh, yes.
Pressure. Write it down.
Write it down, y'all. Pressure.
Do you see shore inside of pressure?
Mm.
Pressure. This was stopping the change, all that damn pressure on you. Because even the definition of pressure is when you are continuously forcing something to happen.
Yes.
You're pressing it. Pressure. Also, when you intimidating or influencing something, you intimidating somebody to do something they can't do.
Yes.
You every time you give your word to do something you know you can't do, you just put yourself under pressure. You're pressing. Pressure. The pressure washer, pressure point, pressure could pressure bust pipes.
Yes. The earthquake.
Pressure bust that damn vessel in your damn head.
Yes.
Pressure points.
That's what happened in Japan just a couple of hours ago. The earthquake, 6.3 on the Richter scale. They said the
pressure.
Main thing that happened is it bust pipes. It was the pressure.
Yes.
The pressure.
Pressure. Y'all you're underneath pressure. Think about one person. Think about it. They say the pressure points. Mm-hmm. Think about when somebody get under pressure, even at work. Don't they start pointing at other people? Oh, no, he did it. She did it. She did it. They under pressure. And they just pointed your ass out.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure.
And look what
the main root of this pressure is. Peer pressure.
Yeah.
So look, long as you're living, you're going to have peers. It's not just when you in damn junior high school. You will have peers the rest of this damn life. You are under peer pressure. Right. Pressure from your peers.
Yeah.
Pressure from trying to make impressions.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to leave a certain impression on this person. So you're under pressure to leave an impression.
Mm-hmm.
You so busy trying to impress, and I'm sure, now I'm sure, just like this shore and pressure right here, I'm sure that you so much trying to impress someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You go buy a new car to make the impression. You pull up at work. You'll park all in the handicap zone so people can see the shit. Because you want to impress someone.
Yes.
Ain't that right? I mean, you under pressure. Because I got to make this impression. I got to wear my best fucking outfit today and make this impression on her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then she come outside and say, oh, that's a nice rental car. And then we just, I can't stand her ass. She noticed this my brand new car. Like I'm not making an impression on her ass. Is this a rental? I can't stand her ass. I can't stand next to her. Then you go home and be under pressure because you're trying to see how you're going to pay that damn note. Now there's more pressure. Now you're under pressure trying to impress somebody. You're under pressure with insurance, with State Farm. Then you're under pressure with the Cardinal people. You're under a lot of damn pressure. You wonder why they not getting their food, their dinner for this evening, because I'm under too much damn pressure.
Too pressure.
I need a stand back. What they need a stand? What they call it? The stand back you take with your headache. I need a stand back. Look at the names. They name this shit.
Next thing you know, you have high blood pressure. From being a
black friend.
Definitely the root cause of pressure.
Yes.
Too much pressure. Too much pressure. Too much stress. Too much impressing going on.
That's what's causing your pressure. Pressure busts pipes.
Yes.
Your peers are pressuring. You put yourself under peer pressure. Ain't that what they say when you go to court?
Yeah.
A good friend of mine went to court. They said, you are getting ready to be judged by your peers. Isn't that what they tell you?
They do say that, yes.
They told him, this is what they told him. They say, you are getting ready to be judged by your peers. Ms. Blue, he immediately got under pressure. Guess why?
Why?
Because none of the people look like him who's getting ready to judge him. He said, he's none of my peers. I ain't going to school with none of them. They're not my peers. How you think he made out in court?
Not good.
That's what they say. How you going to be judged by your peers? And the peers put him under pressure. They put him 5 years under pressure.
Wow.
You under pressure.
Yeah.
Under pressure. Think about when somebody wants you to go to a party and keep on calling, call every 5 minutes. Man, you going because I need to ride to the party. He putting you under pressure.
Yeah.
Yourself telling you don't go to the damn party, but he putting you under pressure. And it may put you underground.
Yes.
Pressure busts pipes.
Yes.
Because when you're pressing something, you're squeezing it. You're compressing it. You're forcing it into a corner. You think it's forcing me into a corner to give him a ride. You're being pressed. So what you do? You give your word to do something you know you don't want to or can't do.
Yes.
Yeah.
You sure you can't? That's why sure is at the end of pressure, because you sure you can't do it, and you still give your word to do it. Now you're under pressure. You know you can't do it. You're not able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're under pressure. You can't tell me you only have $5 worth of damn gas in the car. Because that's not making a good impression.
Right.
Because I told everybody I'm balling. I have my brand new car. I have my car note. I got to talk to State Farm. I'm under pressure at work, trying to prove it to them. And I'm barely fucking getting to work because I don't have no gas. Under pressure.
Pressure.
Under pressure. Doing what you're not able to do.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder why you're under pressure.
Yes.
Isn't that when you have a slow leak on your tire and it, the pressure is low? Think about a slow leak.
Mm-hmm.
You have a slow leak around you. Somebody leaking your information. It's a slow leak. Yeah, we're talking about it. It's a slow leak because you ain't finding out. You find it out too slow that they're talking about your ass. Then we just talk about the snail and the yellow bus. You slow leaking. You slow. But you're under pressure. Got a slow leak. And see, that goes back to one of those scientists, the PSI. That's pounds per square inch. That's pressure.
Hmm.
That's pressure.
Yes.
Think about before you go to surgery. What they check?
Your pressure.
Don't they check your body? Why do you think they check your pressure? Why do you think they put that blood pressure when you're ready to have a surgery?
Because they can't put you under any more pressure.
No. You see, because we have developed a perfect look like we're not under pressure. See, you look conscious because you got the dashiki. You got the outfit like Morpheus wearing the Matrix. You got the long coat going to the ground. You look conscious. So when you go to surgery, you look like you're not under pressure. How you feel? Oh, man, I'm ready to go. Get this surgery. Oh, I feel good. Man, I'm born ready for this surgery. Then they check your pressure and the damn near broke the damn device.
They said
you nervous and then you're ready to die with an ankle surgery.
You're under too much pressure.
With an ankle surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that what happened? You see your definition of even a bullet. I know a brother got shot with a .22. He got shot in the leg and died because his definition of getting shot, well, I was supposed to die, so he laid there till he died. That was his definition of that word. Pressure. Think about the pressure. Think about just like the surgery you go to on a mental and spiritual level. See, get out of stop being so physical. The people don't worry about your physical ankle that needs the surgery. They know the pressure is coming from the mind. The mind develops pressure.
Yeah.
Because you held somebody's definition, say if you go through surgery, you might not make it. And you believe them. But it's only your ankle. And you go under pressure. So think about the mental and spiritual surgery. Something like divorce. Do you know that? Do you know how mental and spiritual that is?
Oh, yeah.
You already under pressure because y'all made the vows. You gave a $30,000 wedding. Y'all was dancing all around and in love. And now you're under pressure to stay together because what the people go think. See, we right back in the classroom. And just like the person walk in, oh, I'm not under no pressure. Say, man, how things going? You call up and check on your friend just got divorced. Because, oh, man, I'm good, man. I ain't even thinking about her, man. Her loss, not mine. I ain't worried about her. Man, I ain't even thinking about her, man. You know what she did, man? Then she had the nerve to do this, and this, man. Then she did this. Man, then you know her mama called me, and he ain't thinking about it. That's what he told me. Pressure.
Yeah.
And then you're lying more. Then you're under more pressure. And then when the pressure release come, as soon as they hang up the phone, you start crying, oh, why you left me? Why you did me this? And then you call right back. Hey, man, I heard you say something. Oh, no, man, I'm good. Pressure. Peer pressure. Peer pressure. That's why even think about even with your tires. You need a certain amount of air for it to run smooth. You need a certain pressure in the tire.
Yes.
That's why you're always damn tired. You're running out of air because you're under pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is the one thing I have to ask everybody. I want you to think about the car tire, the rim and the tire. Where do you put the air in on the tire, Miss Blue?
In the valve.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Your principles are your values. The pressure is coming from the value. Your key values is causing the pressure. The key values are the unseen principles behind everything. I value what that brother perception is of me. Not what he think about me, not what he even know about, but his perception I'm holding. We got to speak to your values. You got to get back to having some damn values. That's why yourself is not respected, because it's no value. The only way you increase your value is through your work, and through your work you will get your respect, because the most valuable part of you is your work.
Yes.
What is your latest project? The principle of it is your principles, and we're going to talk to your principles. Because your principles are connected to what you value, your values. And you can only put air in the tire through the damn valve. So I'm going to give five pressure releases. Five releases of pressure. And then we're going to open up the line and see what's pressing you, so we could take the pressure off of you.
Mm.
What are we looking like on time?
Let's see. We have about an hour and about 4 minutes before we go into the after hours.
Everybody good? What we have?
Everybody is good. There are tons of people on the phone lines that have their hands up, over 100. So, yeah, we're good. Mm-hmm.
Cause we looking to release pressure, and your peers are pressing you, but it's only in your mind. It's only in your head. You need a spiritual, you need a mental and spiritual surgery. Your words you're giving to other people is causing pressure, because you know you can't keep them. Take your time. You don't have to go to the gym and lift the whole gym. Take your time and build up to it. You wanted to say something, Ms. Blue?
No. I'm good.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
We're going to start with the first one.
Yes.
Okay. The first one is measure. Since we're coming out of pressure, we're going to measure. M-E-A-S-U-R-E. Sure is at the end. The number one thing causing pressure is you keep asking yourself, how do you measure up? How do I measure up? You get in a new relationship, how do I measure up to your last boyfriend? You talk about her, the last guy she dated so much, she started thinking about going to date him again. Thanks to you. Shit, you got me missing him. Shit. How do you measure up? So this is the quantity and standard of your work. So when you're talking about measure, you're asking, how is this working out?
Yeah.
Now, we say, how do I measure? How did I work out? How was my 5 minutes compared to the last brother you had 5 minutes?
Mm.
How is it working out? Because whenever you're talking about measuring something, you're talking about work. You're talking about work. So measure is key to releasing it. Stop comparing yourself, and then you won't put yourself under the pressure of your work in measuring up to someone else's work. So you know what this would be? This would be like an artist selling a painting. Think about an artist that's selling a painting to Stevie Wonder.
Hmm.
How would you sell a piece of artwork to Stevie Wonder that can't even see it? You would have to do something else to sell it to him. You would have to use your words to give it meaning so he could see it in his mind's eye. He can't see it physically. Can you sell a piece to Stevie Wonder? Can you sell one of your art pieces? So, right here, the ends will always justify the meaning.
Yes.
The end result of what you do is always justified by the meaning of your words.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you hear that before? The ends always justify the means?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the meaning of what you thought life was will expose itself at the end. Because the end always justifies the means, the meaning.
Yes.
You tell me you love the children so much, man, I can't wait to get some money because, man, I'm going to do something for these children, man, I'm going to bring all of them, man, I'm going to educate them, I'm going to bring them on a trip to D.C., man, and then the money come in and you go buy yourself a car. See, the end justify your real meaning, what you always intended on doing.
Yeah.
And now you take a two or three of them to D.C. because that's all you can fit in your car. You don't use the money to take nobody else, but you take your cousins on top, your little nephew, and your cousins. So you really didn't give a damn about the children. You were just talking. So you was acting like you wasn't under pressure.
Yes.
But your ending will always be justified by the meaning.
Yes.
You don't have to tell me what you mean. I will see it. I will see what you mean. I will look at your project.
Yeah. There it is.
I can look at your project and see what it means. I don't need you to describe what it means. The end and result of your project going to be justified what you really mean. Your means of transportation. That means something. Consciousness is you becoming conscious of the damn words, the understanding and comprehension. You know, they say just like reading a book. If you read it without comprehending it, you're not doing anything. And you would automatically go into an area of being insecure. Insecurity sets here. Because you figure you don't measure up. This is in your head. It's the pressure point in your head. Who told you you didn't measure up? You telling yourself this. All right, so measure is put it at the first point. All right, ready for the next one? Over there?
Yes.
Okay, oh, I'm sorry. Okay. We at the second point is ensure. E-N-S-U-R-E, insure. And then you can put / insurance. Insure. If you have insurance, you would never be under pressure. What they do? They hit my car. I'm insured. I don't get upset. Man, look at what y'all did, State Farm car. I'm sure. It's insured. It takes the pressure off. So you have to learn to get insurance. This is an inner sureness. This is the self-confidence. This is where the self-confidence sits. This is the secrets of the self being revealed. That's the real occult teacher, the self. The self have so many things to reveal to you, because if you're getting your secrets from someone else, it's not a damn secret no more. Just imagine what the self share with you. The insure. Don't the older people drink insure? You remember what that is, the insure, huh? Insure. And look at when you don't have life insurance, you put your family under all that pressure to bury you. It's a pressure point. It's a pressure point. So make sure you're sure about what's happening on the inside. To be insure of yourself. Can't nobody do that for you. You could drink all the insure off the damn shelf. You checking out this mug. You eventually you check it out. You're going to need some insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So that releases pressure when you have insurance. And not just, I'm not talking about on no vehicle or no house, but I'm talking about everything you do in your life. Be sure. Be sure on the inside.
Yeah.
Be insure.
Yeah.
If you have to ask me how your outfit look, you are not sure.
You are not sure.
Your outfit look exactly how you think it looks to you. Both of us thinking the same thing. It don't look good. Because if you got to ask me, you already know it don't look good. I'm sure about that. Because if you're not comfortable with it, how am I going to be comfortable with it? I'm not wearing it. Like what yourself told you. Didn't yourself tell you don't wear them damn shoes?
You know what?
You wasn't sure. So what you do? Get some insurance and bring the other shoes and keep them in the car. Because maybe you want to change them. That's insurance.
Yes.
And then have backup insurance and bring your slippers because you know they make your feet hurt in the club. So keep your slippers in there also. That's insurance.
Oh, my goodness.
But we're talking about being insured.
Yeah.
Do you know how many of us are not sure on the inside? You call me up and say, I'm not sure of what I'm doing? Well, me either, because I don't know what you're doing. How do you think anybody learned any of this shit? Think about getting your master's degree or getting your college degree. Think about that. Think about that, Ms. Blue. You get,
yes.
Because what that was supposed to be, your insurance policy to get a job, right?
Yes.
Think
not
about
so.
You getting a master's, you getting a diploma, or you getting a certificate from college, a master's, a doctorate. And so the question becomes, who gave the first person they goddamn certificate? Go back to where this shit started, and they handed out diplomas. Well, who gave them their damn diploma? He gave himself a diploma? Get your own goddamn diploma.
Mm, yes.
Where's your certificate you wrote for yourself? Why somebody else got to give you a goddamn certificate?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're not sure they go accept that shit when you go to the job and say, I brought my own diploma. And if you want insurance, you might want to bring another, the real one. All right? That's the question. Because, you know, just I want you to be sure about yourself. All right?
Oh,
insurance.
God. That's right. That's right.
All right?
Beautiful.
When the police pull you over, what they ask for? License, registration, and what?
Insurance. And
they
want
to see if you're sure.
Yeah.
Oh, they want to see if you're sure.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to see if you're sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you fumbling around the glove compartment like you left it at home and shit. Them people already, they sure you don't have insurance. And I'm surely your ass going to jail. You better have some insurance. Shit. All right, go to the next shore. And that's leisure.
Yeah, leisure.
L-E-I, shore. L-E-I-S-U-R-E. Leisure.
Mm.
Now, I like this one. This is my shit here because leisure is freedom from demand of work and duty.
Mm.
So this is when you find what you love doing, you're no longer working.
That's right. It's leisure.
It's not saying you're not working, but mm-hmm. you love it so much, it's like it's leisure. It's, you love it. You're working with grace at one's leisure. You're not in a rush. This is the highest and healthiest relationship with time, when you're at leisure.
Yeah.
Under no pressure. This is absolutely no pressure. So this is not putting no dates on anything until you have it ready.
Right.
Because once you put a goddamn date on it, you're under pressure.
Mm.
Soon as you put a date on it, you done just put yourself, you lock yourself, you're doing time, and you're under
yep.
pressure. Especially if other people are working with you. You can't calculate someone else's time because you never know what could happen.
So true.
Leisure. This is a time piece. This is time. This is the highest form, healthiest form of time.
Yeah.
When you're doing it at your own leisure. And work will ensure you do that. When you're at your leisure, no one's watching you. As soon as you put a time on it, people are watching. If you go to college and say, I'll be out in 4 years, you're not doing it in 4 years because you just put yourself under all that peer pressure.
That's
my
right.
peers around me are going to keep asking me, well, damn, it's been 7 years, man. When you really at your leisure.
I know that one.
Yeah. Yeah. You see, because look, we're not saying nothing wrong with you doing 7 years. You just don't put a damn time on. It don't matter because you're doing this for you. It's not for other people.
Right, yes.
This going to benefit you. Take the peer pressure off. And that's why the peer is a relationship, because the peer is where the ship sit, right? The ship, the relationship. You're in a relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
You're in a relationship. All right, so leisure. Let's go to the fourth one. Let's go to the next one.
Yes.
And this one is treasure.
Treasure. Yeah. Treasure.
T-R-E-A-S-U-R-E. A treasure. Everybody came with a treasure. There's a treasure chest. Remember we talked about a treasure chest. This is wealth that's stored. You have wealth stored inside of you. Look at the beginning of treasure. Look at treasure on how this word comes together. Look what's developing the treasure. T T-R-E-A. Put a D on the end. That's like a treadmill. It's a walking path.
Yes.
That's what treasure is, a trade. You're trading for sure. It's a treadmill, like a tread. This is why we go walk the yellow brick road tomorrow. We go walk the path of the zodiac tomorrow to see where the treasure chest is. What you holding in your chest, in your heart, is a treasure chest.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you go to the casino, what you win? A jackpot. That's jackpot. That's the treasure, the jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
Most people win playing blackjack. That's why little girls grow up playing with jacks.
That's right.
We get to Halloween to give you jack-o'-lantern. And you dummies become just like Jack in the Box. Then you jackknife, jackrabbits, go to jail, get a jacket. Learn your words.
Become a jackass.
Jackass. Learn your words. The words are talking. That's the fact. Because once you learn your words, you become a pod. Just like podcast. Just like certain grass don't even have seeds. They are pods.
Like
a pea in the pod. Because a pod is something that's independent of what it's connected to, just like an iPod.
Right.
We're talking about a pod. The camera sits on a tripod, tripod. You're looking to become a podcast. You have a cast of people around you. Your peers is your cast. But are you a podcast? Are you independent of your peers?
Right.
Are you working on your own project? Or are you hanging in your project? Do you realize they're making projections based on your fucking ignorance?
Yes.
In the project, in your project, that's a project. The police system, the police system run off the project, of you being in your project. The court system, school system, all of them connected. Welfare system, all connected to your project. Because they know you won't project yourself out of there.
Yes.
That's why they're tearing the project down.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens now? Look at the treasure. What is a walk-on? What is a walk-on? Person that walks on, well, they walk on a team. What a walk-on. Friend of mine went to college. He went as a psych major. His roommate was on a football team. Said, man, why don't you just come out, man? You know, just come out and just see what you do. Hey, man, I ain't interested in that, man. Bugged him all week. Man, just come out, man. If you just come out, man, because you're nice side. He went out. He made the team. He went to the pro. The dude who told him to come out went home. He was a walk-on.
Yeah.
What is a walk-on? A walk-on is one with the natural abilities. It's a walk-on. So what is a walk-on water? What is a walk on water? Can you walk on the water or will it drown you? Would you sink? Can you walk on the water? Because, Ms. Blue, if you tell me something is water under the bridge, where are you standing?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you say that's water under the bridge, where are you standing? On top of the damn bridge.
Right.
That's why it's bad to burn your bridges. A walk-on. Walk on water. Be sure.
Yes.
Because if you're not sure, you're going to drown. Your insecurities will drown you. Your insecurities will drown you. Because you're going to keep asking the girl, how do I measure up to your last boyfriend? How do I measure? And then she's going to be texting and texting and Instagramming. Who are you talking to? See, your insecurity, you're starting to drown. And she's going to start drowning you out.
Yes.
It's your peer pressure, but you causing the pressure. So go back to treasure. Tell them write down the TREASON. That's in treasure. This is what happens when the treasure is not open. It's TREASON. It's treason. Your treasure have tainted your heart. Your treasure has become tainted. That's called treason. Is in treasure. Look at it. So when you run out of money of buying all the things you bought to make great impressions on your peers, then you go back to your other friends who you didn't do shit for and say, man, next time I get some money, I'm going to look out for you first, bro. I'm going to look out for you next time, bro, because you was the only one here with me. When I was doing stuff for everybody else, trying to make impressions on them, you who've been connected to me since 5 years old, I didn't look out for you because I'm in competition with you anyway. I'm not only trying to measure up to you, I'm trying to show you I'm better than you because I've been under so much peer pressure, I need somebody to feel better than. Mm-hmm. Your peer pressure doing you that. Causing you to commit treason, punishable by death. Dead theory, dead thoughts. Because you didn't have no thoughts about the brother who grew up with you. Treason. All right, we clear with that?
Oh, yes.
All right, we're at the last point. We're at the last point, and which is the key to the whole system of releasing pressure. And that's pleasure. 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 Sure is at the end of this one also. Pleasure. Are you pleasing her? It's please her. That's what pleasure is, pleasing her. This is the key to the whole system. This is the key to the whole system. So we're going right back to your work. Is your self-pleased with your work? Are you pleased with your work? Stop thinking about what other people think about what you're doing. Are you being pleased? Are you pleasing her? Write the word please down. PLEASE. Because these are words that manifest. They're manifesting there because there's a lawyer in each one of us, and it's a plea deal. It's plea inside of please. It's also the word lease inside of please.
Yeah.
But are you copping the plea? Mm-hmm. Are you copping the plea because you know you ain't been doing your work? We need to call your PO. Because that's real pleasure. Are you pleased with your work? Is your work pleasing? If you're not pleased with it, how am I going to be pleased with it? If you're not willing to change one thing, what am I going to do to help you change another thing? It don't make sense. If you change one thought, you change your whole world. You create a whole new universe. Especially if something is not pleasing to you. So you don't have to talk. Put your work up. Is your self pleased with you? Is your work measuring up? The treasure not coming? Is your treasure at its own leisure because you won't do the work? Do you have insurance? Do you give people around you? That creates insurance because you're giving forward. So I want to open up the lines, and we need to see what's pressing you.
Yes.
What's pressing?
Mm-hmm. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. It's for everyone calling. And for those of you who are calling outside of the United States, you do need to dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711. Words That Manifest, Part 2 with Brother Bilal. And also for you guys to know that you can reach Brother Bilal for those soul alignment readings and those soul cycle readings at Bilal. experience@gmail.com. And and definitely want to let you guys know everything is available in the show notes, so you definitely want to download. I see many of you on the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. So call in if you have any questions about the words. We're definitely going to be taking your calls. I see you guys there. We're going to kind of go all over. I'm just going to go many of you on the phone line. So definitely be ready when we come. Make sure if you're on the computer and the phone that you definitely cut your computer speakers off. We're going to go to the first caller calling in from area code 302. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello,
greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Yes, this is Ben calling from Illinois.
I'm sorry, we can't
phone
hear
breaking
you.
Up.
Your phone is breaking up.
Brian from Delaware.
Now you have too much noise in the background, Brian.
Yeah, we'll come back to you, Brian, because your phone is breaking up. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 928. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, greetings.
So my name is Brandon. I'm calling from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Okay, thank you for that, Brandon.
Tell us what's pressing you, my man. What's going on? What's going on, Brandon?
Really, I was pressing myself. I came to
In what area? Huh?
In school, really.
In school? Give me the one word on how you're feeling about where you are right now.
Rising.
Where?
Rising. You said where?
Rising?
Tell
us about that, because you say you're pressing yourself at school and you're rising. Tell us about
it. I'm sorry. I didn't explain the whole thing. I've been in college for 7 years. Like, I'm one of those students you were talking about earlier. And for the 7 years, it was just me pressuring myself. And lately, I found the remix, Brother Panic, and all the magic and stuff that I'm trying to get into. So I feel like I'm coming up.
Right. So you're rising up out of your 7 year reign?
Yeah.
Well, if you keep working, you're gonna rise above all of it. So whatever pressure you're putting yourself under, I mean, it will work itself out. But if you say you're rising, that means you feel like you're down somewhere. What you getting ready to say?
Yeah, I was down. I had bad negative thinking patterns that was probably holding me back. I'm getting rid of them now, so things are starting to get better is what I mean by rising.
That's why we say put your work up, because your work have to measure up to yourself.
Yeah.
See, can't nobody teach you anything about yourself that yourself don't already know.
Okay.
All right, and that's a fact. Whatever you need to know, you already know it. Research yourself. Rise above that. Research yourself.
Which is a beautiful thing. So you press 1 because you wanted to find out what was it?
Really, I wanted to get a reading, but talking to you guys is cool. I'm fine with that. Somebody else needs to come home.
No. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah,
but we're asking you, like, what area of your life that you want to have a reading in. What's the word? What's the word that's connected to it?
Honestly, I was thinking like deity reading to find out which ones I could work with, but.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get your birth date.
December 1st.
December 1st?
Yeah.
What year?
1989.
1989?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you've been listening to the show. You've been on the line for quite a while, and so I know you know exactly what the show is about and exactly why you press 1.
Yes.
Yeah, because but rising also means coming up, you know what I'm saying? So we good with that, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're trying to come up with something, we good with that also. But I want to see something right here. Let's see. Let me see what you really need to rise above. Okay, all you need to rise above is just being ambitious. You just want shit right now without a process. It's a principle. Your principle is take your time. Find you some leisure. Work at your own leisure. So if you've really been in there for 7, if you've been in there for 7 years. And so what? And who does it matter to who?
Nobody. Now I think I got the message from this show.
Well, you 12/1/1989, and what's going on with you? Your change is really loose change, because that's where you're doing most of your change in that, just on the sex level. That's all you do. So balance and change some of that up. That's loose change. You definitely what?
No, I can understand that. I can change that.
Yeah, most definitely.
That's where your challenge is.
Yeah. Let me ask you, what was your name again?
Brandon.
What was it?
Brandon.
Brandon.
Sorry.
Brandon.
Yeah.
That's all right. I couldn't hear you. Brandon, tell me about you and music.
Which kind? I mean, I listen to music. I never really made music myself. I think I found this show and the stuff that I found probably through underground hip hop.
Yeah, but let me ask. Yeah, but tell me about you and music, because you have a real interesting connection with music.
I can't really say. I don't know. I've never done music.
No. I didn't say you do music. I said, what is your connection with music?
I'm just listening, really. That's it. Every night at work for about 5 hours, I listen to underground hip-hop at night. That's it.
Yeah. Well, that's a very strong connection. So one of the things that I want you to really kind of focus yourself on, and this is where a lot of your struggles are, is because you are not in harmony with yourself. A big part of that is you're not in harmony. You dismiss your connection with even music, saying it means nothing. But
well, no,
that's
I didn't
not...
mean it meant nothing. Sorry. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Words that manifest.
But this is your words you're speaking. So this is really what I want you to work with, because music is one of those things that does bring you into harmony. And so it's a great place for you to begin to meditate and really kind of bring the harmony within inside of yourself. And is your mother still with us?
Yes, she is.
Okay. When was the last time you talked to your mom?
I talked to her yesterday, I think, the day before.
Yeah. You should ask your mother to give you a selection of music she likes and listen to that.
Okay.
That's going to really help to harmonize you and to bring you into harmony with yourself. I don't really see that you're not the type of brother to really kind of raise up or, you know, be sort of kind of combative, but you are very combative to yourself. And that's my concern, is that you don't have harmony within yourself. And so you're constantly in a battle. In fact, when people see you, you look like you just got out of a fight. But the fight is the internal fight. I know you've heard that before.
Yeah, people tell me I look too serious.
Yeah. Mm. So I want you to ask your mother, because she really holds this key for you. Ask your mother to take some of her favorite songs. They can be old songs, they can be new songs, they can be songs she listens to now, and to put together a playlist for you. And the next time you're at work, I want you to listen to that. And then the next conversation you have with your mom, have it about what comes out of that song. What did you learn about yourself? Because it was some interesting facts going on when your mother was carrying you when you were being born. There were some interesting things she had going on in her life. And through those songs, it's really going to help you put some pieces together that you've never been able to put together about who you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll call her when we get off then. Thank you.
All right.
Good stuff.
And definitely let us know. Peace and love.
And keep your work up, brother. All right.
Yes. Thanks. Peace and love. Yes. Keep doing your work.
Yes, indeed. Beautiful. Yes, indeed.
We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 301. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Tamika from Maryland.
You don't know where you're from?
Maryland.
Where is that manifest?
I didn't think I was going to get through so fast.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're jumping around. I mean, you got through. That was what you wanted. So you on the line. I need to bring your energy. I need y'all to bring your A game so you can get what you need.
Yes.
We can keep it moving. So go ahead and give us your word.
All right.
So far, it's just that now that I've become more aware, well, trying to know my self more and what's going on now, as far as the pressure thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do find myself more upset and just, you know, think I just don't get how things are. Why don't you give me
your birth date while you tell us what you feel you're under pressure from. Give me your birth date.
Yeah, it's 8/5/1979.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell us what you're under pressure from.
Yes. Sometimes it seems like a lot of things I just get upset with, you know, if it's because me, I think a whole lot and you know, I noticed that as I was growing up, you know,
yeah.
I had all of these, you know what I'm saying, thoughts and questions and I just couldn't, you know, put it together to mm-hmm. let, you know, a couple of years ago. And now, you know what I'm saying, the more I'm putting it together and
yes.
talking to people, you know, around me and I don't know, it's just the look, you know what I'm saying, they'll give me or just do not have no feedback
Let's stop right there, because the look they're giving you is the look you're giving yourself on the inside. You see, this is your insecurities catching up with you. And see, what happened with at the root of that, you're such a perfectionist that you don't pay attention to detail. You're so worried about how you're going to be judged and how other people are going to see you that you done lost focus of your own self.
Mm.
Do you know one of your greatest attributes is in speaking?
Yes.
This is why it's such a challenge now, because you have to conquer this issue you have with expressing yourself.
Yes.
This been going, this at the root of this coming even at 13 years old, your self-expression. You have to take your time and express yourself clearly. The only one judging you is you.
Yes.
You're using the measuring stick.
Mm-hmm.
Put it next to yourself. Live up to yourself.
Yes. What was your name again? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
My name is Tamika.
Tamika, okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, very powerful, Bilal. Very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a couple of things I wanna say to you, that a lot of these things did get activated for you during your childhood, and when your innocence sort of got taken away from you at a very early age, that sort of kind of sent almost a shock to your system. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Yes, and kind of confusing though, but I think I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, because I was just thinking about something that had happened for you to say that. That was the only thing. But
right.
I'm listening to you, though.
Yes. Well, that's fine, because I'm definitely listening to you. You know, tonight I started out the show and I talked about those children that came to the planet that fall up under the category, I call them origin, pretty much all of us, or indigo children, and you're definitely one of those indigo children that came here. And so for you, I'm going to talk about where some of your biggest struggles are and just kind of echo exactly what Brother Bilal was saying about your voice is really through your speech, through communication. That is your main expression portal for you, and it's the biggest way. But it is that pressure that you felt that – speak. In fact, when you were a young child, you didn't speak very early. You didn't start talking until you almost turned about 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Wow.
See, these are some of the things that come, but let me show you the beauty that's here. See, because you're kind of what I would like to call a level one soul. And sometimes we get mixed up when we start to think about levels one and two and is five better than six, but it doesn't work that way. But you're a level one soul, and primarily your focus of coming back to the planet is really to open up all of those things when it comes to expression and when it comes to those things of really understanding about creation. But here's where you kind of
are right now, because you're coming into understanding more about what feeds you, what drives you, like Brother Bilal was saying, where's your passion at? You know, what moves you forward? And for you, if somebody doesn't fit into your rules of how you see things, you consider them to be the enemy.
Oh, wow.
And this is the illusion here. You have to let that go, because that's a distraction from your real work. That's a distraction. You're going to spend so much time being frustrated that you're never going to be able to get some of these beautiful, profound things. And these are not even, these are some profound channel information that you have inside of you to share with the world, to share with children in particular, and to help uplift them and to let them know about their greatness that we all have inside of us. You'll never get to that being distracted by trying to force somebody else to follow your rules.
Yes. And, you know, I thought about that, too, and you know, was trying just to more learn about me, who I am, and everything, and what you just said. Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
I want you to notice something. Even as you're speaking right now, your hesitation it became completely different than when you first came on the line.
Mm-hmm.
See, because this is, again, you trying to force communication out of yourself, and you don't have to do that. Do you understand that you came here to be the voice of your generation and to speak to it? But first, like Brother Bilal was saying, you got to be able to speak to yourself, and that's the conversation you're avoiding at all costs. So start having that conversation with yourself in the mirror. Start with yourself. Practice in the mirror. Speak to yourself in the mirror. I want you to get back into your writing, because that's a very powerful form of communication. Think about your body language. That's another powerful point of communication. Right now, when I get into your aura, it's kind of tight. Your aura should be at least 5-6 city blocks. But what's holding it down is sort of because you don't trust the world that you're in, because this is a very new space to you relatively, you see. And you like a lot of things that are going on here and the way that we live here on planet Earth. But you came back to Earth to really lead by that example. So don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. Yeah.
This is what I recommend. This is what I want to tell you. If you really want to clear your speech and your communication, you have to start listening. This all happening because you're too damn hard-headed. You won't listen. Not to nobody else. Yourself.
Oh, wow.
Stop being so hard-headed. I know you've been hearing it a long time. This is what's going on. You shut your own communication off because you won't listen. You need to look that word up, look all the synonyms up to it. The list, just like talking with a list, the list is in listening.
Yes.
You have to line up to it. I promise you, you would. Because you came back to communicate like Ms. Blue just said. But you won't listen. You don't want to listen.
Wow.
You don't want to listen.
And what is crazy, I thought that I, you know what I'm saying, was, you know what I'm saying, because I like to hear, you know what I'm saying, other things and see me, I think I do talk to myself like basically every day and things. And you know, I don't know, but you know.
What people do you shut out? When you're talking, what people around you are you shutting out that you don't listen to? Like you tired of hearing this person talk to you? Go ahead.
Well, that goes like, it's like not as far as people, because because me, yes, I do shut out a lot of things that I think that is not for me now, and basically I am around a lot of my extended family, you know, my God family and my mother is around me more now, so yeah, it's like
listen at what I'm getting ready to tell you. I'm not concerned with the people you do listen to. It's the people that you're shutting out. But what's going on, you're killing two birds with one stone. You're shutting them out, and you're shutting yourself down at the same time. Because by not listening to them, you're muting your voice as well. And you have learned how to do this so well that you done cut your shit completely off.
Yeah.
Listen. So all you have to do is listen. Go fall in love with the word. Go look it up. Find out everything about it. Get a damn dictionary. Look what it's around. Get your listening back in order.
Yes. Very powerful. Yes. And then you don't have to be frustrated and angry at people. That's
right.
Well, peace and love to you. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, thank you. Love your energy.
Yes,
thank you.
Beautiful.
So much.
One more thing, Ms. Blue. When you tell the system, when you get a chance, email Ms. Blue your address, and I'm going to send you a book, Problem Number 13. I'm going to gift you a book.
Beautiful, beautiful. She got that.
All right. Hope you're listening.
Yes, hope you were listening. So this is what we're going to do. We have 9 minutes left to go. We're going to still take your calls because it's so of you guys on the phone lines, and we're going to go into the after hours. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 804. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 804. We're going to come back to 804. They're not saying anything. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 832. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Thomas, this is Brandy from Florida.
Okay. Can you take us off speaker and come close to the mic, please?
Okay. I'm on my computer, and I had you hooked up to my headphones. Is that better?
Do you have a headset? Do you have the headset plugged in?
Yes, I do. I just put the headset in.
Okay. And then make sure, I guess we can hear you. Just sound distant.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. You were
Let me get your birthday while you tell us what's pressing you and what's your words. Let me get your birthday.
Sure. My birthday is March 13th, 1987.
I'm happy belated. Let me see.
Thank you.
1987?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us what's pressing you.
What's pressing me is what I want to do as far as career. My career is concerned and what I want to do for work. But my word is happy. I'm happy. I spoke to you guys a few months ago, and I was in kind of a transitional space, and I was unhappy. But now I've stuck to my guns, and I listen to your advice, you and Ms. Lee's advice, and I'm at a place where I'm happy, and I'm learning, and I'm doing a lot better than I was 6 months ago. So I just want to say thank you guys for helping me along my path. And so... But right now, I'm trying to figure out what exactly I want to do, you know, with the rest of my life, because I have so many ideas, so many things I want to do, but I'm like, okay, I don't really know exactly what direction I want to go in. So I'm just like coin toss at this point.
Yeah, but listen to what you said. You want to know what you want to do with the rest of your life. There's so much more that's going to unfold. So you want everything on one plate? You want the shit tonight and that'd be over. You should check out then. I mean, you're going to get that one thing and check out. You get what I'm saying? It's a constant. You're constantly learning. You know, every day you learn something new. You know you learn something new today?
Right. Very true.
And when you become conscious of what you have learned, what was new, that's where the growth is. But we're constantly unfolding. We're constantly unfolding. What I want you to work on is the bigger picture. That's what you need to work on. You need to work on the bigger picture. And I hope you became happy before Pharrell put the song out.
I was.
Your happiness can't be off of someone else's work or reaction. This is something you have to find in yourself.
Right.
All right, but a lot of what you're connected to is stepping out front. Stop playing the background, but you have to do your work. You have to put your spiritual work in. Your main, I'm going to tell you your main issue in the word you need to work with. Because, see, it's something that you don't want except directions. That's your damn problem right there.
That's true.
So you have an issue with the director, where the instructions are coming from. So you have an issue with the instructor because you're making this perception of what you want your instructor to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to work on your direction. You need to... Your word needs to be direction and instructor, because you don't want to follow instructions. Okay, so that's what you need to look at.
Okay.
Acceptance of who's the instructor.
Yeah.
Because we're learning from everyone.
That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm. One of the things I want to say to you, what was your name again?
It's Brandy.
You said Brandy?
Brandy. Yes.
One of the things I want to say, Brandy, thank you so much. I'm glad that what we were able to give you was able to help you. But I do want to be clear, we don't give out advice. So I want you to just be clear that that's not advice that we give you. Advice is something that you get from those closest to you, friends, family, that kind of thing. We're really giving you spiritual work that really is connected to you, to the higher part of you, the part of Brandy that knows it's in the best interest for you and everything connected to you. I do have a question for you. What makes you happy? You came on the line and you said, I'm so happy. What makes you happy?
Stability makes me happy, being in a place where I'm not, I don't feel like I'm lost or I don't have anything. Just being stable in my mindset and, you know, just stability. And
stability. Stability is what makes you happy. Explain that. Help Miss Blue get a better picture of how stability is making you happy.
Well, when I'm not worried about, you know, the roof over my head and I'm at a place where, you know, I'm not stressed out about, you know, bills, you know, worried about being homeless because I've been homeless before. So, and that was a really scary place for me. So when I'm at a place where I'm not worried about that I feel secure, it makes me happy. I'm okay. I'm doing a good job. I'm, you know,
perfect.
I'm doing
good. Let me ask you this. Who is paying for this stability?
Right now I'm with my partner. My partner is kind of helping me to be stable right now.
Okay. So, and the reason I want you to think about this is because I really want you to find your true source of happiness. Because what happens if you don't have that stability anymore? What happens if your partner doesn't help you anymore? Is that truly happiness? Or does your happiness go out the window instantly? Hold that thought. We're going to come back. I want to just let everybody know we have about 1 minute left to go. Brother Bilal is here with us, and he definitely will be joining us tomorrow in Self-Invested. If you want to find out more about that, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue. You can reach Brother Bilal by contacting him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Everything is available in the show notes as well, so you can connect with him, even pick up his book. Or catch him in one of the classes teaching in Self-Invested, or even on the remix, or get the soul alignment reading or the soul cycle calendar. All of these things to really keep you in attunement with your happiness, your alignment of who you are. I want to encourage you guys to get on the phone lines. If you're not, then you can go ahead and download. And you can listen to the show, listen on iTunes, leave a comment. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Reach out to us. We'd love to hear that. See you guys back in the remix on Sunday night. We're going to keep going. We're about in the after hours. Much love, warm spirit, as we continue on. And we're now officially in the after hours. So I wanted to kind of put that there because I kind of see you at this particular time, Brandy, as being in the forest. And I want you to imagine being in the forest. What state are you in right now?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean.
Say it again.
I said I'm not exactly sure what you mean.
What state you're in? Like
I'm sorry. I'm in Florida. I'm in Florida.
You're in Florida. Okay. Well, Florida has trees. So I want you to imagine walking in a wooded area and it's dark and trying to walk through the forest. What do you think will happen if you're walking in the dark in the forest?
I won't know where I'm going. I'll be lost.
You said what now?
I said I'll be lost. I won't be able to see where I'm going.
Yes, you will be lost. You won't be able to see where you're going. So I want you to think about having a lantern, and that lantern is going to help light the way to really begin to help open up the forest for you so that you can see exactly where you're going. So this is,
hello?
Yes. Hold on. Let me see. I was trying to find, let me find Brother Bilal here. If I can get him here. Okay, there he is. I see him. Where'd he go? Hold on. Let me find him. There he is. Okay. So that's, there he is. There you are, Brother Bilal.
There we go.
Okay. So yeah, I just definitely want to tell you that this is a time for you to be in the forest and to really take a look around and, you know, build this on a solid foundation. Don't move too fast in the dark. When you want to find out about what to do next because you're happy, and when you tell me your happiness is just based upon you being your stability, then I know you haven't begun to try to find your happiness. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I get that that's a place that you're there. You need to get some insurance. You know, this was one of the things that Brother Bilal just covered in the class, covered tonight about insurance. you need to be insured. You understand?
Right.
And so as long as you're insured, you're happy. But once that
right.
insured bottle gets a little low, you start getting the little shakes again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the insurance is just in case something happens. You're not getting car insurance to get in an accident, just in case.
Right.
Yes. So build your happiness off of truly what it is that makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Your stability is a part of your birthright. You can have that at any moment. And even though I myself had a brush with almost being homeless, so I get where you're coming from. But then the impeccable question now becomes, and now what? Otherwise, you're going to be in a circle jerk. You're going to be right back here again. What are you waiting for, this to happen again? Because surely more to your life is just about just this. Yes, savor the moment. But what really makes you happy? That is something you have to start investing in yourself. Take a class. Take a course. Something that interests you. You have to start investing in you. You will never get happiness from investing in someone else. Never.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be stable for you.
Well, Ms. Blue, also, how you speaking of your happiness by you saying that's what makes you happy, you making your happiness a vice. That's why you say we gave you advice. We were adding vices to you. You're making your happiness a vice. Don't go in the vice of being happy. Go into the state of it for real. Even when Ms. Blue asks you, what state are you in? What state of mind are you in? You didn't even know what state. You didn't understand what she was saying. But go back and listen to everything you said would make you happy, then go to the other end, because that's what's going to make you unhappy. And you fall in the middle of it and do your work.
Yes.
I mean, I definitely
now don't get
do
sad. Stay happy.
I'm absorbing everything that you're saying.
Okay.
Because I do need to get into my work, because I do have the tools to do the work and you know, do the magic, and I just haven't been doing it. So I need to do that.
Right.
Yeah. And know that that's a part of who you are. That still is not even the extent of your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Happiness isn't a destination. We can be happy anytime we choose to be happy. It's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But you have to be able to find that within yourself. You can't find happiness in having your bills paid. That's not happiness.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, I was also wondering what my phone number was, or, you know, because I'm not real sure, you know, my path. Like you were talking earlier about the indigo children and the rainbow children. I don't know if I fall into any of that or anything, you know, of that nature.
That was 1987. Mm. Oh yeah, you came in the age of Sagittarius, which is education, and that's where your struggle is. You don't want, because you didn't come here to do the traditional route education. You don't like school at all.
No.
Oh my God.
Another sister who don't like to take direction. She got a problem with the teacher.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem that I'm finding, that I'm having, because I want to go into different things and learn, but I hate school and I cannot concentrate in the classroom. I do not know how to study.
I like this, though,
hard.
Because look, you came here with your own, but listen at this, you came here with your own insurance, because guess what this insure? That you're going to find what you love doing, because that's the only way you're going to bring your ass to school.
Yeah, you got to love it. You got to love it. You got to love it. You know, and oddly enough, you know, one of the things that I see, you know, she has a passion for healing, but she don't have the discipline to go to school for it.
Yeah.
You know. And so some of that, though, has a lot to do with just you maturing where you are and really recognizing what you want to be committed to, because you have commitment issues. And this is something that really has a lot to do with your childhood and growing up, but it has a lot of commitment issues and the fear of failing. That's what you don't want to be looked at. But it seems like everywhere you go in your life, failure is right around the corner for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is about releasing yourself, giving yourself permission. Give yourself permission to fail. To fail. Give yourself permission to do it. It's okay. It's okay if I do this and I fail. This is the pressure that we've been talking about all night. You're too much under peer pressure. You're trying to impress everybody on the peer but you. You know, so when we walk across your pier, it's real shaky. Like, I want to run back and get to land quick because I don't know if you can withstand anything on your pier. So, because you have amazing, beautiful, gorgeous energy when it comes to healing, but there are so many different things that you will have to do the work to get past. In order for you to do it, you have to let go of the judgment. You have to do that. You have to stop trying to impress everybody you meet and just know that you're good enough, that you don't have to do all of these fantastic things and come up with these fantastic stories. You don't have to do that. Just be who you are. And then start looking into some of the healing modalities, you know? Start looking into the healing modality and see what area that interests you there and what you would like to do. Because one thing for you, it's very hard for you to work for anybody at all. You really have conflict with everyone you work with. And again, that's not a negative
direction.
Thing. A big part of it is so that you can find your way. That was one of the codes you left for yourself, is that you want to find your way. But now you're here and you're kind of reneging on your own deal, going, I don't feel like doing the work to find my own way.
Yeah.
So it's time to get to work, my sister. Get out there and start talking to them trees.
That's it.
It's time to go to work.
Okay.
Playtime is over. It's time for you to go to work. Stop talking about how beautiful and great you are and what you know you can do, and it's time for you to get up and start doing it. You have to start investing in yourself. And like Brother Bilal was saying, you can't get caught up on teachers. This is not about knowing more than the teachers. You understand what I'm saying? Because you can sit in front of a tree all day and never know all the things that the tree knows. It's impossible to know it. And nor should you want to, you see. But it's time to go to work. It's time to go to work.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
You guys.
All right. Have a good one.
Let us know how it's going. Peace and love to you. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes. We're going to go to the next caller. Him from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Debbie from Detroit.
Greetings, Debbie from Detroit.
Debbie in Detroit.
Hi,
doing,
Brother
Debbie?
Below.
All right.
I was calling tonight. You were talking about being under pressure about certain things. And I was wondering, I'm at a point where I want to start speaking more and teaching more. I used to do a little bit in my church over the last 8 years, periodically here and there in a couple of other churches. And now I just feel that pressure, like it's that time where it's time for you to settle in and start this part of your life, if it's a calling or whatever. And I don't like the term, like, evangelist or prophetess or anything like that. I just want to, you know, teach and minister to people.
Let me get your birthday, Debbie, while you tell us that. 12-8-67. Okay, okay.
And
go ahead.
And I got
to
kill you
because
you know how old I am now.
Oh, it don't matter.
I got to kill you.
It don't matter. We try to get to some honesty here. We're looking at...
What?
Yeah, it don't matter. Shit.
Kill you. You know what?
What's stopping you? What you feel stopping you?
I think because my foundation is traditional Baptist, but I've also over the years have embraced the Unity teachings, and I also read a little bit from the Buddha. I like the Buddhist teachings.
Forget all of that. You listening to the remix.
and I'm in the remix, right.
Right.
Like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I just want to know or make sure that I can incorporate all that. I don't want to, you know, give people wrong information.
What make you think you can't do it? That's what I'm trying to look and see.
Well, sometimes, you know, when you're in a traditional church, a lot of times certain things you can't say without...
But you're non-traditional. You know, you're on the remix. This is non-traditional
right.
already. So what makes you think you can't do it?
Well, I guess it's just my own fear. I guess I'm just still in that place of fear then. Or
fear
I'm sure
is for people that's unprepared. What else is making you very unprepared? Now, what's the other reason? Right there, you said a key word that stuck out when you call. Write this word down.
Oh, okay.
Wonder.
Okay. Wonder.
Like Stevie. also write the word. You see word inside of wonder. You see it, huh? You looking at it? You see word is already in there. But write the word down. Write word down. Let me show you what a word is.
Okay.
At the end of the word, put an E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Under the W, put an O-R-K.
Okay.
A word is a work order.
A work order.
That's what a word is.
Hmm.
And what your issue is, you don't want the responsibility because you don't want to be held accountable. That's why you really don't want to do it. So you sitting around wondering about doing it and wondering what it will be like, but you really don't want the responsibility because you what you're telling us right now, you fear the ability to respond. That means if someone asks you a question, tell me one thing you would tell the people. What's the very one thing you'd tell the people?
I would tell them that, you know, your thoughts are creating your life.
That's what, all right. Tell
you
us then. I'm listening. I want to hear. Give us be my event. Tell me. Go for it.
Yeah.
You have my full attention right now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, where you find yourself in the state that you're in, it is your thoughts that are creating your life. And you are the master of your own universe.
Well,
so
you just answered your own question, shit. You just answered it. See, not everything you just told me.
You know why.
You listen and go do it. See, that's what you kill two birds with one stone. That's why it's the philosopher's stone. Use your own philosophy. What you just said? All your thoughts create your wrong. Use it on you. Don't karate chop me with the shit. Karate chop yourself. Get some nunchucks and watch you hit yourself. Do it. You have to dare yourself. You got to do it. You just have to start. That's why so often you start working out or start. You don't start. You got an issue with starting, and then you start shit. You don't even finish. So you got an issue on both ends. You start work bad and you finish work bad.
So you don't even want to start telling the people they need to work on their thoughts because you won't even do it. That's how you know they're not going to do it. Because you'll be standing up and saying, I don't believe this shit myself because I'll be doing it. Because what's stopping you from doing it? See, don't come to the remix and be safe because you say you want to be the evangelist. Go be it. Nothing stopping you from doing that.
Yeah.
But you looking because you're not measuring up to something. What is it? Where's the insurance? Because you damn sure got leisure because you're not doing it. You're taking your time.
Oh, yeah, I'm leisure.
Well, mm-hmm. There's a whole lot of leisure. You got to get at it. You got to get on the other side of leisure.
Yeah, because, you know, a big part of it, too, is you said, well, you know, I come from this Baptist or what your background.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you said it's certain things that you can't say. And here's what I want you to think about is that are you trying to change people's minds?
No.
What is your intent, though? So tell me, because, you know, what is your intent? And I'm going to share with you, I've shared this many years ago when I first started speaking, because I used to do a lot of speaking in person, and I'll share with you my intent when I first started, but I want to know, what is your intent when you speak with people? What is your intention?
Oh, just to leave them feeling good about their life.
To do what now?
Leave them feeling good about their life.
To leave them feeling good about their life. And so,
yeah,
what
so
is...
when I'm finished, I want them to feel good about their life, that it can be wonderful.
Okay. And so... And I'll ask a question of you. So are these going to be people who don't feel wonderful about their lives and that you're going to change their mind to feel wonderful?
Well, now that's a good question.
Well, here, you ain't thought about a lot. Here's the thing that I want to say to you, and we're, of course, you know, we're really getting you to take a look at this because we know you would never call in if you didn't and wasn't ready to hear this, and so that you can grow and be able to tap into this the way that you need to. But a big part of it is, when you're working with them, and this is exactly what Brother Bilal was saying as well, the reason I wanted to speak to people is because I knew, I understood this going in, that the help that I wanted to give them was the help I needed for myself.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're struggling with that. So you, that mindset, that religious mindset, and I'm not talking about a denomination, that religious mindset is what you're going to take into your teaching. Because somehow you feel that you can change people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And so that's why I ask you, why are you really doing this?
Oh, okay.
What is really driving you by it? It's not that you can't do it. It really is to just take an opportunity to understand what it is that you really want to do, because there's nothing stopping you. You don't have to follow the teachings of the church. If you wanted to follow the teachings of the church, you already tried that path, and you've seen that it really didn't go as fast as you thought it should.
Mm-hmm.
You sat in the church and they didn't recognize you to be the prophetess. They just knew you was just another person in the congregation, because you recognized that those people who were deemed or put in the position as an evangelist or a prophetess, there was someone else who kind of told them that's what their role was. And that made you a little angry, because they didn't recognize your greatness. And so now what you want to do is you want to bring all them people and say, listen, y'all great.
mm-hmm.
And y'all can have a happy life. You ain't got to listen to them.
It's interesting you say that, Ms. Blue, because I want you to put some clarity to this, because you just said about her knowing what her role is, because at the root of Baptist, Bap mean a soft roll. That's what Bap. That's what a like a Baptist. You know what I'm saying? Baptist. She's I'm Baptist, like a soft roll.
Mm.
And being clear about the role you want to play.
That's right, because that is what's key. That is absolutely key. Right now, you can go to your local community and you can get a room in your local community center, and you could say you invite people to come, and they will come and listen to anything you have to say. But you and I both know that when you open your mouth, you better say something.
Right.
So the challenge is not whether or not what you should call yourself. Who gives a damn what you call yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Call yourself your name. That's enough. That's not where you're struggling. You're struggling with your message because you're in direct conflict with your own message to yourself. One of the greatest stories ever written was the biography of Malcolm X. Because he was writing a message to himself. You need to sit down before we come into the summer solstice and write a message to yourself and make that your first presentation that you offer to people.
Okay.
Because these are things that you need to understand about your intent. What is it that you're trying to figure out in your mind? Because that's what it is. How you could sit in this church, how you could be a part of this congregation, and how you can have all of these beautiful gifts, and they don't recognize you because your name ain't Sister So-and-so. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And you don't get a certain position, and it's not because you don't know how to do it. It's not because you don't have the dedication. It's not because you're not in the, you know, you don't want to do that. It's because your name ain't Sister So-and-so, and you ain't connected with Brother So-and-so. So therefore, guess what?
Yeah.
So start there. Start mapping yourself out. This is your work. This is your work. We call it leisure, but you have to do your time. See, the thing about doing time that we all can identify with is because everybody has to do their time. So you got to do your time in what you say you're about. You got to give some. You got to give some energy to it. You got to start having them conversations with yourself. You got to start putting things in writing. You got to start laying things out. You got to start preparing yourself. Otherwise, you're going to turn into the same hypocrites from the church you want to get away from. You're going to become them. You're going to become them. Yeah.
Yeah, and that has been my thing. I want my life to line up with what I'm talking about. I don't want to let you master your universe and then don't want nobody to follow me home because my life jacked up.
Right.
Yeah, that's really my that's the struggle right there, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why you gotta master the whole goddamn universe? How about master your life? Leave the universe, you know, the universe will take care of itself.
And that goes right back to accountability because she don't want to be a role model. So we're right back at BAP again, the role. Because people going to stop following you like a role model and you don't want to be held accountable because you know you're full of shit. Because you may just be doing it for the money. Because a roll is also a piece of bread. You know when you get a little, give me a little roll, I'm doing it for the bread, for the rolls.
Exactly. Right.
So you can't just do it for the money. It's two things you're not going to get around. You're not going to get around working, and you're not going to get around doing it yourself.
That's right. Got to have help.
It's in my heart to do it.
It's potential. Potential. And we all have potential. But potential does not necessarily turn into creations.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. Get me
gotta together. Got to get to work.
Yep. All right, Ms. Blue and my all brother.
Right. She said, and my brother.
And my brother B.
I think Brother Bilal's call dropped again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All
I think
right.
All right.
So let
well,
me get him back. Okay.
All right.
Well, I will keep you.
Keep us posted. Yeah, let's see. Let's see if we can get Brother Bilal back on the phone here. Let's see. Where is he? Let's see here. Let's see. All right. So let's see if he's still on the line. I think Brother Bilal is still on the line. Press 1 for me if you're still on the line. I guess he's not. But we're going to go to the next caller. Well, one of the things I do want to say to everyone out there as we get ready to close out this evening, because we don't want the show to cut off. We are into the after hours. It's been a great share here tonight. Words That Manifest 2 with Brother Bilal. You can reach out to him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And you can definitely reach out to him. Brother Bilal will be in Self-Invested this weekend, so we will see you guys there. And as well on Sunday night, we have a big show planned for you as well. So it's been a blast here. You guys know what to do. Download, download, download. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it on Facebook, love it on iTunes, love it and send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to download, download, download. Peace and love, you guys. We're going to get ready to sign out of the remix. I see all of you guys on the phone. We would love to hear from you. So peace and love. Until next time, much love, warm spirit.